interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by 9th Street Napa, Abadjon Motors, American West Bank, Animal Clinic East, Arby's of Walla Walla, Banner Bank, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Dale Graves, Dr. Stan Pearson Jr., Farmers Insurance Group, Fazari's Finest of Clarkston, Ford of Walla Walla, Gary's Paint and Decorating Center, Inland Cellular, and John's Wheatland Bakery. And now, here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Shadle Park, as we're sitting here getting ready for the regional matchup between the DeSales Fighting Irish and the St. George Dragons in Spokane at Al K. Jackson Field in Shadle Park. When we come back, we'll have a little bit of a preview of today's contest between these two clubs. We'll also get a chance to give you the starting lineups and talk a little bit about the bracket and who else is in this regional here in Spokane. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The good news is you've got a terrific job and you've got your eye on a comfortable retirement. The bad news is you need to invest for your retirement and you have no idea how to do it. The good news is your neighbor has a surefire way to triple your money in just 6 weeks. The bad news is he used the word pyramid. The good news is you have D.A. Davidson & Company's 70 years of investing experience to help you reach your retirement goals. The bad news is now your neighbor needs a loan. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flainer at D.A. Davidson.
It's time to get down and dirty. In the yard, that is. At L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing, just in case you lost any during the windstorm. While you're there, pick up a bag of Natural Choice Lamb and Rice Formula for the dogs, just $29.99 for 44-pound bags. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for spring products today. L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Now 57 years young, Dale Graves is Walla Walla's longevity leader for three simple reasons: honesty, integrity, and hassle-free in everything they do. Offering new Pontiacs, Buicks, and GMCs, as well as the area's finest used vehicles and a full-service medium-duty truck business. Service, parts, and body shops second to none. Plus, at DaleGravesInc.com, you can view their entire inventory online. Dale Graves Inc., Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
Good players aren't simply born. They are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. They, too, are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to LK Jackson Field here at Shadow Park in Spokane. I'm here with Clint Hale again this week, and Clint, St. George taking their warm-ups out on the field, getting ready for this contest. What do you think so far?
Well, they look pretty young, but, you know, they look pretty crisp. I think the Sails is going to have to play their game, not like they did last week, or else we're going to be in trouble.
As we get ready here at LK Jackson, want to bring you the starting lineups for today's contest. And the DeSales Fighting Irish, these starting lineups brought to you by Brennan Construction. Greg Brennan, give him a call for all your commercial and residential construction at 760-224-8918. That's 760-224-8918. And for the DeSales Fighting Irish, the starting lineup, Pat Richard is going to be at shortstop leading it off today. Marcus Fazari will be on the mound for the Irish, hitting second. Matt Wujek behind the plate hitting third. Kevin Baffney in the cleanup spot at third base. Nick Hazeltine hits behind him at first. Tommy Gregg, the freshman, in center field. Bryce Hayunga in the seven hole in left field. James Graves in right field hitting eighth. And the designated hitter for tonight is Ryan Lindgren. He'll be hitting for Keith Shelton in at second base. And for St. George, their starting lineup for today's contest. And a couple of these names probably will sound familiar to those that follow St. George from last year when they were in the tournament. Sam Onan, the center fielder, will hit leadoff for him. And I don't know what his first name is. It's G. Mulheims at second base. Mike Wilhelm at shortstop. Trenton Huff at catcher. Jordan Dixon, at the pitcher for tonight's contest. Howard Lee in left field. Trail will play first base. Colin Barker, the third baseman, and Mark Cassell will be in right field hitting ninth. And those starting lineups brought to you again by Brennan Construction, Greg Brennan. Make sure to get in contact with him for all your commercial and residential construction needs at 760-224-8918. And the DeSales Fighting Irish, in this regional, if they win this first game, they will turn around and they will play at about 4 o'clock against the winner of Northwest Christian and Kittitas, and those two clubs will square off immediately following this ball game. And not sure really the strength of a lot of these clubs. Don't have too much of a scouting report on them, but St. George coming in as the number one seed out of District 7, you know you're going to face something.
Right.
Reardon, Lynn Ritzville, a lot of those clubs have had a lot of tournament experience, but the Irish, they do pretty good against District 7 in baseball. I don't know how many losses they have. I don't think they have one, to be honest with you, in any of the tournament.
Basically, the key is they just got to play Irish baseball. Looking at them in their pregame, I mean, if we play the way that we know how to play, there's no reason why we can't win this game.
And it's all about attitude. Talking to Wujek yesterday or last week after the game, he talked about they came in with the wrong attitude, and I think that's we're going to see a little bit when they start their pregame what kind of attitude that the Irish come out with today. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a little bit more here in Spokane at Al K. Jackson Field. And Shadle Park, the host tonight for this regional between St. George and the DeSales Fighting Irish. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
I'm Tom Moran from Community Bank, inviting you to develop a relationship with a bank that believes in you.
Does your banker know your name? Community Bank values their partnership with each customer. When you need a commercial line of credit, real estate loan, agricultural line of credit, or just not sure what fits your special needs, come by your local Community Bank branch and let the professionals see how they can help.
Community Bank, local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
There's nothing like that new car smell or that new car sticker price. Listen, the best deals on wheels aren't brand new, and they're not at the dealerships where you're paying for the building as well as the car. You deserve better, and you'll find it at Tommy's Night Street Auto, where you buy a car, not a building. Come down to Tommy's and see just how much car your money can buy. Tommy's Night Street Auto, corner of 9th and Birch, Walla Walla. Cola Bottling Company, Walla Walla. Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh Paint and Stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Al K. Jackson Field here at Shadle Park in Spokane as the Irish continue warming up out on the field doing their pregame to get ready for today's contest between St. George and DeSales. The winner, of course, moving on to face the winner of Kittitas and Northwest Christian in this regional. And then that winner will move on to state into the Final Four. And the Irish, real familiar with this field. They were here last year and played two games, getting beat by Waterville last year after winning the first game convincingly. They were beat in that second game, and the Irish looking to rebound from a kind of a poor performance last week in the districts down in Walla Walla, where right now there is a regional going on at Burleski Stadium that Asotin is participating in. So good luck to them getting into the state finals, into the Final Four, as the pitcher, Dixon, warms up for St. George over by the dugout. And I got Clint Hale kind of keeping an eye on the pitcher over there, and he'll give us a little bit of a scouting report here when we get going. The DeSales Irish, one of the things that Kim Cox always talks about getting into this regional is you got to win the first game. And sometimes you have pitchers, teams that won't throw their best guy that first game because they want to save him for the second game. And you can't get to the second game without winning the first game. So Kim starting his number one pitcher, Fazari, out on the mound for this game. And that will determine whether or not they get into that second game tonight. And hopefully the Irish can hit the ball just a little bit better than they did in that first game at Burleski Stadium, where they only collected, I believe, three hits in that contest.
And not only that, they also need to do the little things. They need to not walk batters. They need to make their plays, just the simple plays, you know, So easy two hopper and a good crisp throw to first is the key today, not mental errors.
I think one of the other keys, too, is we got to get the first guy out.
Yeah.
We didn't do that very often last week, and that's really, really important that we do in this ball game. It just makes a whole lot of difference instead of having a guy on first, no outs, and having no one on and one out. So we'll see how the Irish start up here as they wind down their pregame. DeSales, Kim Cox hitting the ball now to the infield as they're turning it and throwing over to first base. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll give you that scouting report on the pitcher for St. George, let you know a little bit more about him, and how the Irish are looking in pregame. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers!
Mamma mia!
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
C&I dogs are highly trained animals that do a job. They are not simply pets. Never touch or feed a C&I dog without the owner's permission. Anything that distracts them puts the person they help at risk. C&I dogs are amazing animals that should be appreciated for the job they do and left alone. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park as the Irish get pulled out of their pregame by Coach Cox and are running lines.
Been there, done that,
line.
Man.
We've both been there.
Oh, yeah.
It was easier for you than me, though. I don't run very fast. So, the Irish getting a little kick in the butt by Kim Cox right now down on the third baseline. And
wake-up call.
Trying to get him focused for this regional contest. And glad to see it happen. They get a little bit of fire, maybe get them a little ticked off and get them going.
Right. I'm speechless. Typically that doesn't happen in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
DeSales against St. George. St. George ran their pregame, and then when the Irish started theirs, they brought them back behind the dugout to talk to them, and then about midway through brought them back into the dugout. The pitchers for tonight's contest, between the Irish and the Dragons. Dixon, what did you think of him? You kind of watched a little bit of him throwing over there in the bullpen. Kind of give us a little rundown.
No, he's a, in Coach Cox's words, is a classic two pitcher. Nothing the Irish shouldn't be able to handle. I mean, he's popping the glove over there, but it didn't look like he could really hit locations. He looks like he's going for the four zone, which is right down the middle of the plate. If the kids keep their weight back and throw the bat barrel through, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to hit this guy.
The Irish getting ready for introductions here with the Dragons. The Irish, they got a three-man crew for the umpiring here to during this contest. So hopefully we won't have to worry about the officiating or anything. No Twilight Zone games today after last week. I got to drive back. I don't know if I could handle it. I had a hard time getting back to my house, let alone that from Burleski.
Oh, yeah, I know. I rode with you.
Yeah. So hopefully the Irish and the Dragons will get this game through fast. It'll be done, crisp, clean, like a regional playoff game should be, and then we can get going to the next contest. And so the Irish getting introduced now up on the line, and the non-starters getting introduced. And Westfall out there with he doesn't have any brace on today. That's good. We'll see if he can come out and play a little bit today. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we should have the first pitch in tonight's ball game between the St. George Dragons and the DeSales Fighting Irish here at Al K. Jackson Field at Shadel Park, Spokane. And the winner, of course, moving on to the second game of this regional for a chance to be one of the teams in the Final Four for the state championship in Yakima. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHFS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Why become a member of Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union? Several reasons. First, when you become a member, you become an owner as well. Second, you'll have access to low-cost financial services that are as comprehensive and progressive as any bank. Third, you'll be part of the only hometown community credit union in Walla Walla County. Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union has been in your neighborhood since 1949. Become a member today. Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union, on the corner of 2nd and Tieton Streets, Walla Walla.
The best in the industry just got better. We have every award-winning 08 Tundra with savings of $5,500 off suggested retail. Over 35 available. And the new King of the Hill Sequoia can be yours with savings of $6,500 off suggested retail. But it doesn't stop there. We have a great supply of Corollas, EPA rated at 35 miles per gallon highway, with interest support as low as 0%. We are your low price leader, and we have taken great care of our customers for over 24 years. So come see us today at Badgen Toyota, Eastgate Walla Walla, or at your fingertips at findmytoyota.com.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. NAPA Auto Parts is a cut above the rest. Recently named the best of the best in auto parts, NAPA's ASE-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. NAPA mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small-engine auto parts. And NAPA's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, NAPA Auto Parts. Go Irish.
Maintaining your Massey Ferguson and Heston equipment is a critical necessity to your farming operation. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op understands that being the region's Massey Ferguson dealer is all about the service. They have implemented a preventive maintenance and inspection program for all Massey Ferguson and Heston equipment, which includes a 10% discount on all parts. Eliminate downtime and have peace of mind. Leave your equipment to the pros at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla, 525-6690.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left a dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car and needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time, we called the same place, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental.
No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
There's a myriad of ways and places to get a mortgage these days. They're literally a dime a dozen. But imagine this. Imagine getting your next mortgage at a full-service place with more than 18 years of experience. A place that is owned and operated by local folks who are actually raising their families here. A place where you can still get that personal touch so lacking at today's big banks. A place with top-notch service given by knowledgeable mortgage specialists. You're not imagining things. It's a real place. Heartland Mortgage. 30 South Palouse Street, Walla Walla.
It's essential to have a good doctor and a mechanic you can trust these days. But it's just as important to have a good lawyer. There are a lot of older law firms here in Walla Walla, and good as they are, sometimes a fresh approach is necessary. Which is why Gary Metro recently opened Metro Law Firm here in Walla Walla. Whether it's family law, criminal law, business litigation, bankruptcy, or trusts and estates, Gary Metro can help you. And your initial consultation is free. Call Gary Metro today at 525-0780. That's 525-0780.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment.
The good news is you hit every green light coming home from work. The bad news is you got a tax bill in the mail. The good news is you also got your son's college acceptance letter. The bad news is the cost of a college education. The good news is you opened a 529 college plan from D.A. Davidson and Company when he was a toddler, making your tax bill smaller and ensuring the money was there for school. The bad news is he wants to be a pro surfer. The good news is you control the college 529 plan for the life of the account. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flaner at D.A. Davidson.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to L.K. Jackson Field here at Shadle Park High School and the DeSales Fighting Irish getting ready here to take on the St. George Dragons. They get done with the national anthem, and then the Irish run up to the Dragons to shake hands and come back. It's a tradition with the DeSales Irish every time they get into playoffs, whether it's football, baseball, whatever. Right after the introductions, they go over and shake the hand of their opponent before they get going. You know, it's starting to be a little bit of a weird feeling there, Mr. Hale. I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I haven't been nervous in a long time, but I'm
right.
A little nervous today.
Well, us getting pulled out of pregame is not a good sign. Hopefully they got a little tired and woke up.
Sleeping at a hotel this Friday night. They came up here, stayed at the Shiloh. We stayed at the Shiloh also, and it was comfortable. It was quiet.
Had a good time.
Yeah, it was nice. And maybe it was a little too nice. Get out there and old school it and get some ply boards and get them out on a cot.
We haven't got on the field yet, so I guess we'll just wait and see. Hopefully Fazario will continue his quick movements and get a first pitch strike.
Yeah.
That's the key, I think.
That's big. So Coach Cox meeting with Coach Tate at home plate, going over the ground rules for Shadle Park field here at Alkay Jackson Field at Shadle Park, and everyone grouped up getting ready to go. The Irish will be the visitors in tonight's contest, as they were the team in the upper part of the bracket. And St. George, being the number one seed out of District 7, they will be home starting in this ball game. So the Irish need to jump on it quick, try to get things rolling, and
set the tone for the game.
Coach,
set the tone for the game is the key.
Coach Brooks from Shadle Park going over the ground rules of the field with the officials, the umpires, and this time we can call them blue. They're not wearing cream, so that's good. And they have... going over the rest of the dimensions here at Shadle Park. And down the right field line, it's 335 feet down center field. So I'm trying to find a foot marker. I don't see one down there in center field. In the power alleys, it's 365. So, yeah, you're looking about maybe 380, don't you think?
Yeah, 380.
And the fence about 15 feet high here at Shadle Park has a yellow top to it all the way around. you know, a nice field, has lights here. We have it's well kept. It looks like a good field. We have some good bounces out there. And
we have a
nice
pretty good view of the South Hill in Spokane.
Not being from Spokane, I'm not my deal.
Lived here for a minute.
The Irish getting ready to start. They're still talking over the ground rules there at home plate as we get ready to go. Everyone's shaking hands so that we can get moving. We'll get a chance to see Dixon up on the mound here for the first time as Pat Richard heads over towards the dish to get his warm-ups and toss the officials the ball. So the DeSales Fighting Irish trying to get into this second game. And the umpire is going over all the equipment.
That's unusual.
For the Irish. Talking about the helmets, something with the helmets, not sure.
I'm going to try to listen in on that.
So I think there might be something amiss. So Wujek.
Oh, it's this catcher's helmet they were looking at.
The catcher's helmet, the hockey-style helmet that came into vogue after we were done playing. All these newfangled things, I don't know if I can handle it. Dixon comes up to the mound, right-hander, about 5'10", throws pretty much over the top, about three-quarters to over the top, but not windmill over the top. Drops his hands when he goes through the windup and locating pretty good right now on the dish. So the Irish with their starting lineup, again, the starting lineup brought to you by Brennan Construction. Greg Brennan for all your commercial and residential construction at 760-224-8918. That's 760-224-8918. We'll be leading it off for the DeSales Fighting Irish. And on deck is Marcus Fazari, and in the hole is Matt Wujek. Wujek had a great game over at Burleski, behind the dish, up on the mound, hitting the ball.
Off the baseball, too. On that last hit, we called it from
yep.
the booth, and couldn't have went to the right guy that day.
Mm-hmm. Fazari scoring the winning run to get the Irish into the regionals here against St. George as they defeated Waitsburg-Prescott to get here. And Pat Richard walking over to the dish, and the catcher throwing down. Catcher, nice arm behind the plate.
Not
there
bad.
For by Hoff. So the Irish start things off here as the visitor, Pat Richard, steps into the box to face off against Dixon. And Pat doing a little groundskeeping in the box, now steps in. Waggles the bat down low. Third base is in a little bit for the Dragons. And here's the first pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen for strike one.
One thing we didn't point out in the pregame is that the dish, there's only 20 feet to the backstop here, unlike Burleski Stadium. So that's might keep the running down a little bit.
And it's concrete right at the base, so you might get a bounce back to the catcher. Second pitch, swung on, hit towards right field.
Oh,
goes all the way to the wall as he did not read that well as he rounds second base. Pat coming to third. He'll be standing up at third base.
Putting the charge into the baseball right off the bat. That's what we wanted to see.
Hit the ball well all the way back to the warning track. Where's Pat Richards, Oppo, and Fazari, the number two hitter, the starting pitcher, steps up to the plate against Dixon.
It was a good job of staying with the pitch, huh?
Yeah, he stayed right with it through his hands. And Dixon delivers. Fastball strike on the inside corner. 0-1 to Fazari, and the Irish up on the fence line. And that's a little motivation, little momentum shift there. Kind of helps start things off. As the next pitch comes in, it's swung back, fouled away behind the catcher for strike two, 0-2. Nobody down here in the first inning. Pat Richard on third base as Dixon still in the windup after Pat hit a triple to right field. Fazari looks in. Here's Dixon's pitch. Little high fastball, ball one. One ball and two strikes on Fazari. Fazari wearing number 14, waggles the bat down low. Dixon with the 1-2 delivery. Fastball swung on. That'll get him in. It's a fly ball deep in the center field. Caught, tagging up his Pat, and he'll come in to score the first run of this ball game. So a sacrifice fly by Pizarri hit well deep into center field.
A sacrifice fly that's probably going to get him 3 Rodeo Cowboy points, don't you think? I mean, he put a charge into that ball.
Now, explain to the listeners what Rodeo Cowboy is, because we haven't talked about that at all for a long, long time.
Well, at DeSales, we don't go by batting average. I mean, a guy can piddle one through the middle, and it's a soft ground ball. It goes in the scorebook as a base hit. But a guy can also hit a charged line drive to the shortstop, and you know, he hit it hard, but it doesn't go in the books that way. So
they kind of judge it like you do bull riding.
Right.
Pitcher counts for points, and then the hits count for points. Right. As Lujic gets hit on the 1-0 pitch in the shoulder by Dixon, so he'll head on down to first base. So man on first, one out here for the Irish, and Baffney steps up to the plate.
I like to see the way our kids hustle down to first base after they get hit by a ball. It's just, it's classy, you know.
Hazeltine picks up the bat and then heads back to the dugout. Actually, well, it wasn't a bat. I don't know what that was.
I think Hazeltine dropped his elbow pad or something. I don't know.
Maybe Vujic when he got hit.
Yeah.
Baffney waggles the bat down low, the right-hander against the right-hander, as Dixon from the stretch delivers his first pitch outside and low. Gets away from the catcher, but he jumps on it quickly for ball one. So Vujic gets hit in his right shoulder, then ran down to first base as he clears his cleats at first, takes his lead. Dixon from the stretch pauses and delivers down low one outside again for ball two, and Dixon's having a hard time there out of the stretch keeping the ball on the inside.
Catcher's doing him a lot of favors right now and working hard back there.
The catcher's doing a nice job. The catcher has I like his face mask. Has a little American flag and an eagle there on the front.
Yeah, that's pretty classy. I like that.
Dixon delivers. Vujic goes, swung on and missed, and it'll be stand-up stolen base for Vujic as he swung through, and Baffney trying to protect the runner. It'll be 2-1 with a runner on second and one out for the Irish. Vujic takes his lead off at second base. Baffney staring down Dixon on the mound. Dixon sets. Pauses, now tries a little pickoff towards second, doesn't throw it as the shortstop tried to sneak in behind Vujic. Maybe if you stack that shortstop on his shoulders, it'd be about as tall as Vujic
right.
is right now. As Dixon pauses again, looks, now delivers to home to Baffa, swung on and missed for strike two. A little behind that pitch, two balls and two strikes now on Baffa. 1-0 our score here in the first inning, the top of the first. Pat Richard coming in to score after he hit a triple. Pizarri with a sacrifice fly to center. As Dixon looks in, has the sign. Sets and pauses. Pauses some more. The 2-2 pitch to Baffney.
Hit him.
Hits him right in the head. Not hard. It looked like it was a chain, maybe.
Change or a curveball. Didn't really get it through.
It was a curve, it didn't break, and if it was a change, it was thrown too high.
Yeah. It almost looked like it was coming in there like a softball. Maybe it was a change.
And the coach for St. George calls time and wants to head out to talk to the pitcher, Dixon. And Dixon and the shortstop, Wilhelm, come up to the middle of the field to talk with the head coach, along with the catcher, Hazeltine, having his own conference with Coach Cox and Fizarri. Near the dugout, kind of just going over some notes.
You feeling a little better, buddy?
I'm never feeling better until it's all over.
Yet?
No.
It has a little more feel of Irish baseball, though, today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, actually. Know? Two hit-by-pitches, that's normal. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, the Irish crowding the plate, you know, like they normally do, and challenging the pitcher to throw strikes, and that's always been big for the Irish.
Right.
Hazeltine in the back of the box sets up. Runners on first and second, one out for the Irish. Dixon in the stretch, sets, looks and delivers to Hazeltine right down the can for strike one. And so far, I really haven't seen a lot of off-speed pitches by Dixon, just that change.
Yeah, and that's the first one I can remember seeing,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Dixon sets, looks. The 0-1 pitch to Hazeltine, swung on, hit towards the third baseman, bobbles it, tries to come up, throws over to first base, and they call him out at first.
Looked like he might have pulled his foot.
It kind of looked a little bit like that, but we're up here and they're down there, so I'm going to give the umpire the benefit of the doubt on that. Yeah. Until I get upset and then I have to start making fun of him on the radio.
Yeah.
So 5-3, and Hazeltine moves the runners up 90 feet, and that'll bring up Tommy Gregg, the freshman, against Dixon. So two outs here in the first inning, runners on second and third, and here's the pitch up high and inside, ball one.
This is another one of those situations where Coach Cox would tell you, you got to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Gregg, the freshman, wearing number 9. And Dixon's 1-0 pitch. And did he hold up? He did. He can't make that judgment from over there, but he did anyway. Ball two, two balls and no strikes on Tommy Gregg as the ball was a little high, trying to climb the ladder on the freshman. Dixon in the windup, giving Baffney a chance to get a nice secondary lead. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball swung and fouled back over the top of the backstop. Kind of a half-hearted swing on that one.
Right.
Kind of a, oh, I better swing. No, I don't want to swing. Tommy now sets up Dixon with the 2-1 delivery. Fastball right down the can for strike two. Two balls and two strikes on the freshman. Runners on second and third, 2-2 count. Dixon has the sign, and here's the delivery. Fastball down and inside, low, ball three, full count. So on deck, Hyunga, Tommy Gregg, working the count full, sets up, and Dixon delivers the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up high into the air, the pitcher underneath it, and that will end the inning as the pop-up goes just in front of the pitcher's mound for the final out. So one run on one hit, no errors, and two runners left. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Irish up 1-0 here at Shadle Park. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's time to get down and dirty, in the yard that is, at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing, just in case you lost any during the windstorm. While you're there, pick up a bag of Natural Choice Lamb and Rice Formula for the dogs, just $29.99 for 44-pound bags. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for spring products today. L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Gregg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Al K. Jackson Field here at Shadle Park as the Irish go up 1-0 here in the first inning. Triple by Pat Richard, and a sacrifice fly by Marcus Fazzari puts them on the board, but they leave two on at second and third and cannot get them in the first inning. So two runners were left, and Fazzari steps up to the mound and starts things off here for the Irish. On for the Dragons, leading things off, the center fielder, Sam Anen. And Anen steps in the box all the way to the back, and Fazzari delivers his first pitch. Fastball, strike one.
I'd love to see that every time. Every time a batter walks into the batter's box, see a first pitch strike.
Makes the whole at-bat different. As the next pitch comes in, fastball, strike two, right down the can, and Fazzari's throwing BBs right off the bat, so that's good. Aiden with an 0-2 count on him. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball right down the can. 1-2-3.
He looks a lot different than he did last week, doesn't he?
He does. Nice to see that. Just attacking. Up now, Gene Mellums, the left-hander, has a chicken wing on his back left arm and bends way down as the fastball comes in low. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Has a very different approach at the plate there than Gene does. Swung on and missed. Strike one. One ball, one strike.
Way behind on Cesare on that one.
And Cesare throwing a lot faster than Dixon is right now, velocity-wise. It's night and day. Cesare's 1-1 pitch, low and outside, ball two, two balls and a strike. The left-hander, Gene Mulhomes, he has a chicken wing with his left arm, bends way down on his front foot, swung on, popped up. It's going to be a foul ball over his Baffney along with Pat Richard and Iunga, but it falls before they have a chance to get to it for strike two, two balls and two strikes. And he, again, was behind the left-hander, hitting it down the third baseline. And it's just a different kind of approach at the bat. He's out on his front foot, and he's
it's everything that we're taught not to do. You know what I mean?
Out on his front, bends way down, just different. Fastball outside, ball three, three balls, and two strikes, full count on Gene Mulhomes, the second baseman. The full count pitch down low and outside, ball four, and so the Dragons will have a runner on as Mike Wilhelm, who might be 5 feet tall. He doesn't look very tall.
Shrunken strike zone for Fazari here.
And Wilhelm, usually the Wilhelm, pretty good hitters. You know, I can remember St. George having a couple. So hitting third, he can't be a slouch. Fazari sets and delivers curve outside, ball one. Going through the signs over at third base coach is Tate for the Dragons. Cesare has a sign, sets, and a little pickoff towards first. Nice quick pickoff move by Cesare, keeping Gene honest over there at first base. Mike Wilhelm looks over at his third base coach, has a sign, now steps in, hands high up by his ear, and Cesare delivers. Fastball bunted and foul as he tried to get it down but couldn't.
Bunt there, huh?
Wujek wants a new ball, does, has it, and tosses it over to Fazari and gives up the one that he had. Not a lot of wind, just kind of a nice day out here in the 70s, you know, maybe high 60s in Spokane is another pickoff move. They almost got him there. Hazeltine with a nice quick tag. Cesare looking in, has the sign, now sets, checks the runner at first, and delivers. Fastball inside, ball two, two balls and a strike. Wilhelm really slowing things down here. Cesare liking to work fast. This is pretty good for the Dragons.
Right.
Wilhelm swinging the bat. Cesare with the 2-1 pitch. Nope, he's going to do a little
nice dig.
Nice dig by Hazeltine to get that out of the dirt and save that ball from heading all the way up the line. So two balls and a strike on Wilhelm. Cesare sets. And the 2-1 pitch down low, ball three. Three balls and a strike as Mulhomes faked the steal.
There's not a lot of foul real estate on this park. Did you notice that?
Not at all. There's maybe 20 feet from first base to the fence line. The 3-1 pitch swung on, fouled back, and out of play to even the count, or actually to bring the count to full. So 3-2. And Fazari looks in, checking the runner at first base. Now comes set. The 3-2 pitch, fastball, popped up and out of play again. That might get a vehicle. Oh, came close. Almost got a white car on the roadway. It's just off the field here, about 40 feet from the fence line.
You notice the technique on the Dragons hitters? It doesn't look very sharp.
They're out on the front trying to put the ball in the play.
If Fazari throws strikes, there isn't any reason why we shouldn't be able to get these guys out.
Fazari sets, and the full count pitch swung on. Hit towards the shortstop. The pack tosses over to Shelton. He has the out at second base and can't turn it. Wilhelm motoring down the line well. And that will bring up the number four hitter, Trenton Huff, the catcher.
Coach Holtzinger telling Pat he might have wanted to take the base himself on that one.
As he kind of waited just a little bit.
Yeah.
Holtzinger, of course, the assistant coach for Kim Cox, came out when we played and had a good story about his team being undefeated for several years, and we finally found out that the school no longer existed. Coach Holtzinger, you always got to watch what Holtzy does and says. If he could go on the road and be a stand-up comedian, he'd make $1 million.
But he's a good baseball mind.
Extremely good baseball guy. And learning how to scout with Holtzinger is probably one of the best things I ever did. Pickoff move to first base.
The other thing about, we kid about how he's kind of a comedian off the field, but whenever he's at the park, he's all business.
All business. And he keeps it light, too, for the kids. And I remember a couple of times that's made the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Fazari sets and delivers curve right down the can for strike one. Nice pitch by Fazari. Marcus wearing number 14, but number one in everyone's hearts. As Wilhelm takes his lead, a big lead over at first base. And there he goes. Fastball up. Shelton throws down to second.
Throw beat him.
A good throw would have had him, but it was up towards the shortstop side of second base, and Wilhelm picks up a stolen base. Did a nice job on the jump and the lead.
Right. Just the throw was a little offline, or else we'd have had him.
So
we got a cannon back there behind the plate.
One ball and one strike. Both catchers throw the ball very well in this contest.
Yeah.
As Cesare sets, and the 1-1 pitch down low curve, and it's on the turf. And nice job by Wujek to keep that ball right there by him, to keep Wilhelm at second base. Wujek, the sophomore. I wish I was that tall and that athletic as a sophomore.
Gonna hit the ball a lot better.
It's been nice to be a left-hander, too. Fazari sets and delivers. Fastball down low. Wujek again keeping the ball in front of him. Nice job. 3-1.
We've sort of had a tradition at DeSales of good catchers, You look back through every year, there's always been a good kid that works his rear end off back behind there.
Trenton Hoff, the number four hitter. Fazari steps off the rubber, didn't like it, now steps back on. 3-1, the count, 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Runner on second base, and here's a 3-1 pitch, curve outside, and ball four. And that will send Hoff down to first base and bring up the number five hitter, the pitcher, Jordan Dixon. Dixon, the right-handed hitter, sets up. And the Irish trying to strand two runners in their half of the inning as a courtesy runner comes in for Hoff, the catcher. Dixon looks down, has a sign now, waggles the bat and sets up. Fazari sets and delivers. Fastball swung on, hit to right field. Right there is Graves, has it, and that'll end the inning. No runs.
Good work.
No
hit. Jam.
No errors, and two runners left. We'll go to the second inning. Irish leading 1-0. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Now 57 years young, Dale Graves is Walla Walla's longevity leader for three simple reasons: honesty, integrity, and hassle-free in everything they do. Offering new Pontiacs, Buicks, and GMCs, as well as the area's finest used vehicles and a full-service medium-duty truck business. Service, parts, and body shops second to none. Plus, at DaleGravesInc.com, you can view their entire inventory online. Dale Graves Inc., Pontiac, Buick, GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Al K. Jackson Field here at Shadle Park in Spokane. This regional contest between St. George and the DeSales Fighting Irish. The Irish up 1-0 here in the second inning as Bryce Hayunga, wearing number 10, steps into the box. The Irish sending up 7-8-9 this inning, and the bottom of the order has to produce. Dixon in the windup, and the pitch swung on, popped up high in the infield. Coming in as the second baseman has it, puts it away, and that'll be one out. Pop up to the second baseman, just behind the pitcher's mound, for the first out. James Graves now steps up to the plate. The Irish seem to be, they're on him, but they're just missing it, Pat got a hold of it. Cesari got a hold of it. As Graves looks at the first pitch inside, ball one. So the Irish getting out of a jam in the bottom of the first. Fazari doing a nice job battling back. And Dixon delivers, swung on, popped up again over the top of the second baseman's head just in right field, puts it away for the second out. These bottom three guys, they've just got to get it done. They had a lot of trouble at Burleski Stadium last week. And, you know, if we're going to win, we got to have these three guys. And that's something Kim has always talked about. You get into the state playoffs, you get in the regionals, you got to have the bottom of the order produced, because you just can't win it with the top part of your order, because they're not up enough.
I don't know if you've got the pitch count for this inning thus far, but, I mean, we're letting them off.
Four pitches right now with two outs.
Right.
Lindgren, the number 9 hitter, DHing for Keith Shelton. Has an 0-1 count. Here's the delivery inside, low, ball one. One ball, one strike. On deck, Pat Richard, who hit a triple his first at bat on the second pitch. And the 1-1 pitch by Dixon swung on and missed. A little off-speed pitch that had the bottom drop out of it.
Right. He was fooled.
One ball and two strikes on Lindgren. Dixon has the sign and the 1-2 pitch. Fastball up high. A lot of speed on that ball. That was more speed than I've seen him throw. Kind of reached back and got a little extra on that one for ball two, trying to make Lindgren climb the ladder. Two balls and two strikes on Lindgren. And the 2-2 pitch by Dixon. Off speed and inside. Ball three, full count. Full count on Lindgren, wearing number 19, the designated hitter for the Irish. And Dixon delivers the 3-2 pitch, fastball right down the can, caught looking, strike three. And the Irish will head out on defense. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Good players aren't simply born, they are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. They, too, are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Welcome to Al K. Jackson Field at Shadle Park, and we move to the bottom of the second inning where the DeSales Irish have a 1-0 lead here against the Dragons. And up to hit for the Dragons, number 6 hitter, Howard Lee, the left fielder. Pizzari started things off in the first inning with a 1-2-3 strikeout on 3 straight fastballs to the leadoff hitter. See how he starts this guy off. First pitch, swung on, foul back over the top of the backstop for strike one. The Dragons are just jumping around in the batter's box. You notice that? Not a lot of good fluid technique on this team. Moving the bat, the feet. Curveball, ball one a little high. Holtzinger used to call that Travolta feet, I remember. Sitting in the thing, going, look, this guy has Travolta feet. And Fazari sets and delivers curve again, a little high, ball two, 2 balls and a strike. Howard Lee, wearing number 9, looks in, and the 2-1 pitch, fastball right by him, was way behind that pitch, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Saw 2 straight curveballs, and then the heater came right on him and couldn't get around on it. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball again, strike three, as he swung through it and missed. So the Irish start things off again with a strikeout on the leadoff hitter, and it'll bring up big number 18, Trail. We have no idea what his first name is. He just goes by Trail on the lineup card.
Really?
So he's a tall man. And he swung on, fouled away down the first baseline, into traffic, almost hits a green truck. Let's find out what the over-under is on damaging vehicles at this ballpark.
That's 2 now, isn't it? Real close.
No balls, 1 strike on Trail. Pizzari looking in, has a sign, now delivers the 0-1 pitch. Strike. Looks like it would have a little bit of a slider there. No balls, 2 strikes.
Pizzari seems like he's in a lot better rhythm today.
Kim getting guys over towards the right field. Now swung on a miss. Didn't even have a chance at that. A little bit of an off speed, but had it up high, and he kind of just waved at it for strike 3.
Another big kid stepping in here.
Colin Barker, the third baseman. A couple of good-looking defensive tackles for St. George. Pizzari starts things off with a fastball down low that he swung through and missed for strike 1. 0-1. The number 8 hitter for the Dragons. Now this is Barker, the third baseman. Pizzari has a sign. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, falls off the table for strike 2 as Barker swung through it. 0-2.
Pizzari seems to have good command today. Real impressed with how crisp he is.
He had a little bit of a hard time there with the number 2 and 3 hitters, and then kind of came back as the 0-2 pitch, fastball right by him for strike 3. So 3 straight strikeouts, 1-2-3 for the Dragons in the second inning, and we'll take a break. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office?
Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park at Al K. Jackson Field as the Irish will send up the 1-2-3 hitters that started things off for them in this ball game. Pat Richard had a triple, his first at bat in the first inning. Fazari, the number two hitter, hit a sacrifice fly to the center fielder that was back by the warning track. He barely missed that ball
into that ball
and got him home for the RBI. So Dixon has the sign, looks in, Pat Richard gets set, and here's the pitch. Hit him, and Pat walks on down. He didn't even get out of the way, and Dixon's going, hey, you got to get him out of the way. And now the coach for St. George comes in to talk to
Kim,
the official.
Too.
This is, and Kim walks in, of course, because this is we deal with this every year. Like ever since we were kids. Same thing. It's the batter's box. It's not the pitcher's box.
It's
the batter's box.
What our kids are taught to do.
Yeah.
If the ball's coming in at them, you just turn your back and take it off the rear end.
Yeah.
You know.
They're going to give you a base ticket. Fazari now calls time. Didn't like the pause by Dixon, the pitcher. Dixon in the stretch. Pat Richard on at first base. Gets his lead. Fazari. Pat. Little pickoff move by Dixon. He's up standing up on the bag.
Well, if I was a coach and I was down there arguing a play and you seen 21 standing about 5 feet away, I might want to stop talking because it's an intimidating
another pickoff move. Ball gets by the first baseman. Rolls to the fence. Pat. Round second, going to head to third base. He'll be right there on third, so he picks up two bases as the throw comes in late to the third baseman. So the Irish in business again. We'll call that an error on the pitcher. And the Irish in the same position they were in the first inning. Nobody out, runner on third, and Fazari up. Haven't even thrown a pitch yet to Fazari as they tried a couple of pickoff moves at first base. Dixon and his catcher talking about strategy on the mound. Catcher taps him on the butt and says, let's go, and heads back behind the dish. Good catcher back there, you know, get your pitcher squared away and head back in. Fazari waggles the bat and sets up. In the windup is Dixon. He delivers fastball strike on the inside corner for strike one.
Our kids just look a lot more comfortable in the batter's box. You notice that?
A lot more comfortable than that last week, too. Even with the pop-ups, they're getting their hacks in.
Right.
They're throwing their hands, doing what they're supposed to do. The 0-1 pitch down low gets behind the catcher, bounces back. They might have a play at the plate. No, pass in safe. And Pat, using the speed, is able to get in on the pass ball. So one ball and one strike to Fazari.
It's up base running. I mean, you only have a split second to make that decision with the backstop so close, you know.
And that ball kind of bounced back a little bit
right
to the catcher. It kind of made his distance a little bit shorter. Dixon with the 1-1 pitch to Fazari. Fastball inside, ball two, two balls and one strike. Fazari doing a nice job looking for his pitch. Two balls and a strike on Marcus as Dixon has the sign and the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball hits him right in the tuchus, and he'll walk down to first base.
No, see the coach getting up on that one.
Well, you got it. That was like right down the middle of the batter's box.
Yeah.
Wujek, the left-hander, now up. Wujek hit by a pitch. His first at bat. Pizarro getting his lead at first base. Dixon looking in as the sign. Now tries a pickoff move. Fazari diving back to the back corner of the bag in plenty of time. Pizarro gets his lead again. Dixon staring in. Now has the sign set. And delivers. Fastball strike on Wujek. 0-1. Wujek tapping his bat three times on the plate. Waggles it. Little fake swing. Now sets up. Dixon with the sign. Now comes set. Pauses and delivers. Fastball down low and outside. Ball one. And Wujek doing a nice job letting Cesari know where that pitch was and that the catcher had it, putting his hand up to stop him from getting more of a lead. It's hard for the catcher to see the runner on first and hard for the runner on first to see the catcher when you got a left-hander up there. Dixon sets and pauses. Long pause. Now the 1-1 pitch. Cesari goes. Hit to the second baseman. Cesari will be there at second. Wujek pulled the ball towards the second baseman and will be called out as the second baseman throws over to first. But Cesari running on the pitch, able to get to second without much problem. That'll bring up Baffney with one down and a runner on second here in the third inning. Irish up 2-0 here in the third. Both runs scored by Pat Richard as Baffney waggles. The shortstop and second baseman playing a game with Fazari at second, but he keeps getting his lead. Dixon delivers. Fastball up high. Ball one.
Dixon doesn't look very comfortable in the stretch. You notice that?
Yeah, he's more comfortable at Link in the windup.
Oh, yeah.
Than, yeah, he really likes throwing from the windup.
Seems a little rattled once he has to work out of that.
Almost like he's overextending his front foot and can't come down with the pitch. Seems to be high into the outside a lot. Dixon sets. Now a little dodger move to second. Fazari back in plenty of time as they tried to pick him off of the shortstop. Fazari instantly off the bag and getting his lead here. Dixon sets and delivers. Fastball inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Baffney. Baffney doing a nice job looking for his pitch. Long arms by Kevin Baffney. He sets up in the box. Fazari has his lead at second, getting a good secondary lead also. As the pitch comes in, hits Baffney, and he walks on down to first base. I gotta see how many hit by pitches that is so far tonight.
Four or five.
One, two.
Coach is back out again.
Two, three, four, five hit by pitches. Three this inning. The coach is saying, "Hey, they're sitting there. They're taking it.
If you don't throw at them,
throw it off the plate. You'll be okay."
Why are we arguing this? I don't understand. Every time they come out, it just boggles my mind.
This
you know?
Is sort of like the chicken and the egg thing.
Right.
Like, you know. I don't know. It's the ongoing question every time that DeSales plays anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, those kids can't sit in that batter's box. Even though it's the batter's box, they can't sit in
it.
So, Hazeltine, now with runners on first and second and one out, steps up into the box. The Irish, smelling blood in the water, crowd the plate some more. And Dixon sets. And delivers. Fastball low and inside, ball one. As a pitcher, I mean, that plate's yours.
Right.
But as a hitter, that batter's box is yours.
Right.
That's why they call it a batter's box and not a pitcher's box, right?
Right.
And Dixon has a sign, the 1-0 look. Sets, pauses, now delivers. Fastball right down the can, strike one, one ball, one strike. So the Irish making him work here in the third inning. Hazeltine waggling. One out. Runners on first and second here in the third. And here's the pitch. Fastball down low. Ball two. Two balls and a strike. Tommy Gregg, the freshman, on deck. The ninth grader wearing number nine. And Dixon pauses and delivers. Hazeltine swings and fouls straight back. Two balls and two strikes. Hazeltine grounded out to the third baseman, his first at bat, moving the runners up 90 feet. Hazeltine, the senior, heck of a linebacker in football, wearing number 27. Dixon has the sign, now sets. Looks again, now delivers. Swung on, drilled into left field, gets down for a base hit, out of score one, Daphne. Gonna have to get down at third base. He's nice. In. Save.
Good piece of hitting right there. Keeping your weight back and throwing the knob through the barrel through the ball.
And the Irish score another one. Nice job by Hazeltine to get the RBI and bring Marcus Fazari around to score. Daphne at third base. And Tommy Gregg steps in. So Tommy Gregg popped up his last at bat just in front of the pitcher's mound, trying to improve on that here with a runner on first and third. Let's look and see what the Irish are going to do. Dixon set and delivers. Swung on, foul back. A nice cut by Tommy Gregg. Looked a lot better on that swing. Tommy getting some encouragement from Coach Cox, talking to him about his front foot, keeping it up. First and third situation, Dixon sets. Now a little fake to third, go to first, and no one bit on it. Hazeltine took an extra step, but got back in plenty of time. So one out still here for the Irish. Time is called. As the official Coach Cox yelling over at Hazeltine, telling him, you got time to read that, and the umpires called time and wanted to know what was going on. Kim having to explain himself to the Blues out on the field. So Dixon comes set and delivers. Fastball down the can, strike two. The freshman setting in there. As a freshman in the playoffs, this is your first playoff in regionals, you know, and it's that's a little
a lot stressful. Of pressure.
Yeah. And a pickoff move to first. Baffney gets off a little bit more to make sure. Everyone back in plenty of time. 0-2 count with one out here in the third. One run. Setting. Tommy hits the ball down the third baseline. Fair ball. Out of score one. Hazeltine hitting the third base, and he's up. And Tommy, with a double and an RBI, comes through. Nice job by Tommy Gregg.
Really good job of not rolling your wrists on that inside pitch. Keeping the bat head through so it stayed. I mean, it just hugged the line going down there.
Hitting the ball well, the freshman. Now up, Bryce Hayunga as the coach for St. George comes out, and that'll end the game on the mound for Dixon as the third baseman for St. George will come in to throw. That'll be Colin Barker, and Dixon goes to third base. So Barker will be throwing for St. George. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and give you a scouting report on Barker. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
This is Tom Moran, president of Community Bank, and I'm inviting you into a different kind of bank.
One of the things you'll notice right away is that you're treated as a friend, not a number. Community Bank has grown in stature over the last 50 years because of their commitment to sincere personal service. You can be sure you'll be treated like a friend.
Community Bank, Local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
There's nothing like that new car smell or that new car sticker price. Listen, the best deals on wheels aren't brand new, and they're not at the dealerships where you're paying for the building as well as the car. You deserve better, and you'll find it at Tommy's 9th Street Auto, where you buy a car, not a building. Come down to Tommy's and see just how much car your money can buy. Tommy's 9th Street Auto, corner of 9th and Birch, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Al K. Jackson Field here at Shadle Park as Colin Barker on the mound now for St. George. Our score right now in the third inning is 4-0. Three runs have come across here in the third. Still only one down. Runners on second and third for the Irish, and Bryce Hayunga, the number seven hitter, stepping up to the plate. So Barker will try to get things going here for St. George and shut things down for the Irish. Hayunga, we just need to have a fly ball here, or a ball hit, I don't know, hard to the right side. Barker delivers up high, ball one, and Barker doesn't throw as hard as Dixon.
No, he's a big, tall kid, kind of short arms it a little bit. I'd say maybe 1.5 pitcher here.
And the 1-0 pitch, up high, ball two, two balls and no strikes. Tommy Gregg, the freshman, wearing number 9. My brother wore number 9, and he called me up during the break and said, hey, that's how you treat number 9 right there. Picking up the RBI in the playoffs. As Barker delivers the 2-0 pitch, swung on, fouled back, and out of play, two balls and a strike.
Well, if that's the case, maybe we should talk about number 4 for the Irish, man. That was a good number, too.
Hey, 29's over there at first base, coach. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't even get up to bat. Barker with a 2-1 count. Shakes his head no, then shakes his head yes. Adjusts the ball in his glove and delivers from the windup to Hayunga. Curveball bounces about 3 feet in front of the plate for ball three. Three balls and a strike. So brings up the question, if the Irish can score some runs here, do they take Fazari out of the game and try to bring somebody else in and save him for the second part of this contest?
Man, that's a tough call.
Now they're going to put Hayunga on an intentional walk and load the bases for James Graves. Graves popped up to the second baseman his first at bat. Graves, the number 8 hitter, not showed any respect. Wearing number 5, needs to hit the ball, get some respect here from St. George. Bases loaded, one out, 4-0 our score here. As the pitch comes in, fastball swung on, that'll get a run in. The ball comes in, caught by the center fielder, he'll throw the ball in. It'll get cut off by the pitcher, and Hazeltine will score. So nice job by Graves to get another run in.
I overheard Coach Cox on that, yelling down to him, keep your eyes level. That's pretty important in baseball, you know.
Got to make sure you not look up and chase that fastball up high. It looks like a big donut coming in there.
Right.
I like donuts. I swung at a couple of those when I was a kid. It's hard, especially when you're, wanting to do well and do something here. Lindgren, the number 9 hitter, struck out looking his last at bat in the second inning. Steps in with runners on first and second, and two down. 5-0 our score now here at Jackson Field as Barker sets in, delivers a fastball, strike. And Lindgren hitting for Keith Shelton. Shelton doing a nice job at second base this season for the Irish. They don't talk a lot about the guy that gets DH 4 because he never gets a chance to really hit.
Right.
Only time we talk about him is when he does something bad in the field. Barker delivers. Lindgren hits the ball up the middle towards the second baseman. As it comes up with it, throws across, gets behind the first baseman. Tommy Gregg will come in to score. Lindgren will head on down to second base, and the Irish bring another run across. As Gregg comes in to score, we'll call that an error on the second baseman.
Good to see the 7, 8, 9 hitters putting the ball in play.
Mm-hmm.
makes all the difference in the world. And that was just kind of a lazy, really weird spinning ball, but it made him make a play.
Checked up Tiger Woods' chip shot.
Yeah.
Barker, now facing Pat Richard, was hit by a pitch his last at bat in this inning, swung on, fouled away right at the plate for strike one, and has scored twice. Hit a triple his first at bat over the right fielder's head, who judged the ball very poorly in that first inning. So 6-0, and Barker steps off the rubber as time was called by Pat. Now he steps back in. Runners on second and third. Hyunga on third. Lindgren on second. And the pitch. Fastball. Strike. 0-2 on Pat. No balls, two strikes on Pat Richard. Barker has a sign. Now starts his delivery. The 0-2 pitch inside, ball one, one ball, two strikes. Nice eye by Pat Richard.
Yeah,
it looked like it was really close. Pat waggling the back, down low. Barker taking his time now, reaches into the glove and delivers the 1-2 pitch, swung on, popped up high, might be playable, couldn't find it, so Pat will have new life as he gets going. Pat Richard.
Yeah, Pat got a break. He needs to take advantage of this now. That was one that should have been.
It's a huge break because that was about 3 or 4 feet behind the catcher. He just couldn't find it. The 1-2 pitch up high, ball two, two balls and two strikes. No one's on at first base. Vasari on deck. 2-2 count. Barker looks in. And the delivery. Curveball, foul back. He left that curveball up too. Pat just missed that pitch. 5 runs across this inning. 6-0 our score here at Chatel Park. 2 outs. Runners on second and third. Pat trying to get some runs home right here. The 2-2 pitch by Barker. Curveball swung on. Crushed. Deep to center field. Center fielder goes back on it. Back. And he reaches up. It falls on the turf. As it goes off his glove, Pat trips over second base and comes back and stands on it. So a 2 RBI double by Pat Richard. As
he's going on third. He's taking third.
And nobody's at third base. Time called, and Pat has to go back to second as he was trying to get there. Nice job by Pat Richard. Getting an eye out.
Good job of getting that. I keep saying that. Getting the bat head through the ball. And he just put a smoking on that.
So another 2 runs in, and Marcus Vasari steps up. Marcus, the pitcher, trying to help himself out here. It's 8-0 right now here at Jackson Field. 7 runs across this inning, and stepping off is the pitcher. He puts his hands out like, what's going on? And Vasari called timeout. He didn't want to wait anymore in the box. Fazari's a go-getter. He's not one to kind of sit on his laurels. He likes to go. Barker sets and delivers. Fastball swung on, hit deep in the left field. Off the wall, gone. Off the wall. Oh, off the wall, the top of the wall. Pat Richard will come in to score. That ball hit off the top of the fence. Pat smoked that ball for a double. So an RBI for Fazari.
Kids are doing a really good job of staying in the batter's box, keeping their weight back.
Mm-hmm. And Wujek steps into the plate. Now, Wujek, the left-hander, flat rocking the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The last two weeks, Fazari gets his lead.
On.
And they're going to put Wujek on. That's,
can't say I blame him.
No, that's a pretty good call. But
they're bringing Bathney to the plate.
The way Wujek hits is that left-hander. as a coach, you know, you had a chance to hit to go against two good hitters. One's left-handed, the other one's right-handed.
Yeah.
I'm choosing the right-hander. Left-handers are just freaky about hitting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 5-month-old. I'm going to teach him how to hit left-handed. I know that right now.
Yeah.
Daphne looks in. The ball's down low. Bounces in. Fazari goes to third.
Uh-oh.
The throw in, and they got him.
Position.
And the ball, which got away from the catcher, he was able to hustle, pick it up, and toss him out at third base. To end the inning, so nice job by the catcher to throw over there for the third out. And the Irish will head out to the field. We'll take a break. Our score, 9-0 here at Shadle Park. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Cola Bottling Company, Walla Walla.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park as the Irish come out with a couple of new faces in new places as Nick Hazeltine now takes the mound with a 9-0 lead. They're going to keep Fazari in reserve. That's just smart. The Irish, I think, can score on the pitcher that they have up there now. And
it's definitely not a gamble.
And Hazeltine, who is very consistent at throwing strikes,
right,
does a nice job of getting the ball over the plate, will step in to face the number 9-1-2 hitters. And the next pitch comes in, strike right off the bat. No sooner said than done.
Right.
And Hazeltine facing off against Mark Cassell, the right fielder. Next pitch comes in, swung on and missed, strike two. Fastball right by him. Hazeltine steps up, working quickly up on the mound, which is a great deal. They can get through this
right
inning and get up to hit again. The next pitch, 0-2 up high, ball one, fastball. So Fazari ends this game with 2 innings pitched, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, and no runs scored as the hitter steps out of the box, calls time. That's a little dangerous because if the umpire doesn't give it to you, you're toast.
Right.
You can't get back in that box and hit. It's hard. And here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. That's a car ball right there. Oh, yeah, got it right there. Got the red Celica or something driving down. So the over-under on that is 1. That's it. I knew that was going to hit. That was right there. So 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Well, that's,
and a foul ball on a Celica.
Well, that road would be fair territory at Bielski Stadium.
Oh, yeah, by far. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up behind third base, the shortstop. Fazari over, have it, grips it, puts it away for the first out. So 1 down, and that'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Sam Anen. Anen saw 3 straight fastballs from Fazari, his first at bat, and struck out looking. He didn't swing at a one of them. Hazeltine delivers, swung on, hit back to Hazeltine, shortens up, throws over to first for the second out, 1-3, and that'll bring up Gene Mahomes, something. Let's see what they say on the announcement. Mohines, that's what they're calling them, that's what we'll call them. The left-hander. His last at bat, he walked, ran the count full, did a nice job of getting that count full. And this is the left-hander that kind of is out on his front knee. Swung on, hit well into center field. Sends Tommy Gregg back, has it, puts it away for the final out of the inning as he was right on that pitch from the time it left the bat for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base, and the Irish will come up with Kevin Baffney, Hazel Tine, and Tommy Gregg hitting next inning. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park as Baffney steps in and Barker's pitch comes in. Strike. Fastball right across the plate. Our score here at Shadle Park, 9-0. In the fourth inning, top of the fourth inning, Irish leading. As the pitch from Barker comes in, outside, ball one, one ball, one strike. So Baffney, who was left up at the plate, has already got thrown out at third base when the ball got away from the catcher. Nice hustle by Hoff back there behind the dish. High ball two, two balls and a strike on the fastball from Barker. So the 4-5-6 hitters for the Irish. As Barker has the sign and the 2-1 pitch, curveball, drops it in for a strike.
Wow.
That was a curve, wasn't it?
I think so, but it was going about 40 miles an hour.
It was almost like an Aces pitch.
Right.
There's a baseball deal for you. Another curveball just inside. Full count.
Uh-oh, here
the coach
comes.
Not happy about balls and strikes. And I know as a coach that you cannot argue balls and strikes with an umpire. That is against the law. They do not appreciate
it. Looking at him.
They like it about as much as interrupting a police officer when they're eating donuts and coffee. It doesn't work out very well for you.
No.
And the coach heads back.
Maybe he wanted to make sure he wasn't fooled by the curveball on that.
Full count. Barker looks in, has the sign, now starts his delivery. The 3-2 pitch, fastball up high, ball four. That should be ball four. That should be ball four.
Coach Cox is telling me that is.
That should be ball four. Thank you much. So ball four to Baffney.
See, that's the kind of balls and strikes you can argue.
That's right. That's the only thing you can argue is the count. Good thing I'm the official book. And I'm just joking to all you listening in Radio Land. Hazeltine. Now sets up, Baffney at first base, Hazeltine with the RBI single, his last at bat, in the left field. Now calls time and steps out of the box. Barker likes to work really, really slow. Hazeltine and the rest of the Irish like to work fast. You got to get going here. Nobody down here in the fourth. Runner on first, little step off.
One thing I wanted to mention about Hazeltine, he looks really confident on the mound today. Both Irish pitchers do.
Mm-hmm. Very aggressive going after the hitters. Pickoff move to first base. That was close. Bassey with a huge lead out there at first base. Right. Big third baseman, not real quick, but got the ball over there.
He made it back.
Yep. That's all that matters. Hazeltine sets up. Now another pickoff. They might have got him. No, he's safe. How close?
He was a little fooled on that one.
Yeah.
Had his weight going a little bit too far to second base, but like we said, he made it back.
Yep. That's a good lead. He can barely get back. That's a good lead. I never was good at getting a lead. I had to really work at that one.
You were about a foot off the bag, I think.
Yeah, it's the only way I can make it back.
There he goes.
Runner goes. Catcher throws down to second up high into center field. Bathy,
oh, he's trying
to stumble, goes back to second base. He tried to go to third, but he kind of got caught up in his own feet.
That might have been a good thing. The center fielder did a good job of backing that play
mm-hmm.
up.
And center fielder has a decent arm, too. He's not a bad arm. So runner on second base, one ball on Hazeltine. So runner in scoring position for Hazeltine. Hazeltine, the pitcher now, trying to help himself out. 9-0 lead for the Irish here in the fourth inning. As Barker sets and delivers. Fastball up high. He's dropping his elbow really bad up there on the mound. You notice that?
You know, we were talking about the Irish pitchers and how they look confident. This kid, he just looks like he doesn't want to be there.
Would you want to be there?
Not with the Irish playing the way they are now, no.
And here's the pitch. Down low, ball three, three balls and no strikes. And the coach for St. George kind of getting antsy, wants to get in there. Don't know who they have left to throw. But St. George sets and delivers up high, ball four. So two walks back-to-back. Runners on first and second. Tommy Gregg, the freshman, now sets up to the plate. Tommy with an RBI double, his last at bat. He's one for two tonight. Tommy. Now sets up, and Barker delivers up high, ball one, and he cannot get the ball down. His elbow's dropping way down on his delivery, and the ball's going up high. So the Irish just need to be patient here.
I think they've got the hit away sign. If, you know, if he can drop one in there, it's pretty well meet.
And outfielders are playing very deep right now for St. George. Here's the pitch. Again, high and inside, ball two. The Irish hit five times today so far in three-plus innings as they scored eight runs in the third inning. Barker delivers, swung on, hit high to the shortstop, infield fly rule in effect, and Wilhelm has it. So that will be one out. And Bryce Hyunga steps up to the plate. He just got underneath that ball. Coach Cox talks about keeping your eyes down. I think he just got a little wide-eyed when that ball was up high because got something down just a little bit more than normal and swung away at it.
Right.
Outfield way deep for St. George as Hyunga steps in. If he can drop something behind the infield, he can run. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit deep into center field. Center fielder has it and tosses it back in. That was hit on a line. Nice smash by Bryce Hyunga.
That's a three rodeo cowboy point.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Hit well. Nothing you can do about that. He didn't get robbed at all. Hit the ball real hard on a line. Center fielder took about three steps to his right and caught it. As Graves steps up, Graves sacrifice fly to center. He's lost at bat. He's 0 for 1 on the day with an RBI. Here's the pitch. Strike. He's starting to get the ball down a little bit more. Lindgren, the number 9 hitter on deck. Barker looks in. Runners on first and second. Two outs for the Irish. Barker sets and delivers. Strike right down the can again. 0-2.
Big hole we could take advantage of between first and second. The second baseman isn't really getting a good job, doing a good job of getting back after he's trying to hold the guy on at second.
He's almost like a first baseman over there at second base. He's not getting too far off. There is a pretty big hole over there. Here's the pitch up high, ball one. They tried to put a little bit more on it. When you're a tall kid and you're out of whack, you're out of whack. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't have something small work with you. You're a little guy, it doesn't matter that much, but you're big, man. You got to have everything working right. And here's the pitch. Swung on, hit into left field, and caught by the left fielder for the end of the inning. And no runs will come in for the Irish. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs. And for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park. I have a great big gulp of pop to get going. Weather really nice out here. It's starting to warm up a little bit more out here in Shadle in the 70s. And Coach Cox with his sheets telling them where everyone hits the ball. Lines the infield and outfield and then heads back into the dugout. Hazeltine still out on the mound. Our score 9-0 in favor of DeSales here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 3-4-5 hitters for St. George up to bat in this inning. Wilhelm takes the first pitch down low and outside for ball one. Hazeltine looks in, has it, now delivers the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit over the top of the head of the third baseman, and gets past the left fielder. He comes up, tosses the ball into second, but Wilhelm is in at second. The first baseman backs up the play, but we'll call that a single and an error on the left fielder. Wilhelm doing a nice job hustling down the line and getting where he needed to go. That's right. Quality right there. That's a good job. Now up, Trenton Hoff, the catcher. I like a lot of the stuff that this Hoff kid does. The behind the plate, hits the ball well.
He seems to be the MVP for their team.
Yeah. Has a nice arm. Does a good job behind the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on, another bouncer over the top. Cesari has it. Throws over to first base. Has the out at first. Nice job by Fazari to set his feet and rocket the ball over there.
Yeah, that's the furthest throw a shortstop has to make.
Right in the five hole.
Yeah.
As he got his backhand over, had it, and then tossed across. Wilhelm, on the pitch, heading to third base, was able to get in before the ball was even caught as the ball bounced up high at Candy Hawk. But it was high, and he had to wait for it to come down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball down the left field line. As Jordan Dixon, the starting pitcher and now third baseman, swung at the first pitch and pulled it down the line.
Just kind of threw his bat out there at the ball.
Wilhelm has his lead over at third. And the delivery by Hazeltine. Pop up behind home plate. Wujek should have a play on it. Does have it. Turns his back to the infield like you're supposed to do and comes away with it. So two outs, and that'll bring up Howard Lee, the left fielder. Wilhelm, still at third base, Lee struck out his last at bat. Hazeltine taking some time. Guys, the sign now comes set in the stretch and delivers. Outside, ball one. A little bit different as Hazeltine stays in the stretch instead of going to the windup with the man on third and two outs.
Right.
Well, that's good. Keeps the guy at third base a little closer. And here's the pitch. Down low and inside, ball two, as Wujek comes up, takes the throw to third to get Wilhelm back. Two balls and no strikes on Lee. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, hit over the top of the head of the first baseman, and that'll be an RBI single for Lee as he scores Wilhelm. Nice job of hitting by Lee going with the pitch. And now up is Trail.
Don't know his first name.
The man, the myth, the legend, the one-man name. Trail. He's not even listed on the roster that they gave us at the front gate. And then when we got the lineup card, it just had his last name on it. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Fun attempt. Hazeltine has it. Throws over to first base for the out.
Wow.
And the inning's over. And the Irish will come up to hit. Up 9-1 in the fifth inning. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHFS. I know. And that kid ain't fast. I don't know what they were doing.
What the world? You called Bob to help? Did you do that? Was it?
And the Irish will head in.
Oh, okay.
Get ready to throw here. Get ready to hit. As the third baseman heads out. Lee heading out to left field. The Irish doing a nice job in the third inning, picking up eight runs in that third inning, one in the first. Umpire joking around a little bit with the Irish bench on pass balls or getting some extra baseballs. As Lindgren heads up to the dish as the number nine hitter. Catcher with a nice throw down to second. And here we go. Lindgren got on with an error by the second baseman. As he tried to throw the ball over to first, and it was low, got behind the first baseman. Lindgren ended up at second base, struck out looking, his first at-bat in the second inning. Barker delivers down low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the lineup for the Irish, starting to hit the ball well, which is what you like to see. Lindgren. Bat on his shoulder. Now sets up again. Barker delivers up high. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And it's not about really even getting singles and doubles and triples for the bottom of the order. It's just getting on. If you can get on in the top of that order, they got guys on base that can hit the ball and
right.
Get guys in.
Yep.
You know, you walk, get hit by a pitch or something, and you're good to go.
Right.
Three balls, no strikes as the next pitch comes up high and tight.
We're going to see the take sign, the universal take sign.
As Barker looks in, a big semi, good target over on the road comes in. Ball four, that was inside, and Lindgren heads down to first base. Pat Richard steps in. The outfield for St. George, I mean, they could take their glove, toss it up in the air, and it'll land right on the fence. I mean, they could probably throw their glove over the top of the fence from where they're sitting at. They are not very shallow at all, especially the right and left fielders are deep.
Right. They know who's up, I guess.
As Pat looks and swung and missed on a fastball as he was looking to yak the ball. He swung hard on that pitch. Another pitcher warming up in the bullpen for St. George. As Barker comes set and delivers up high, ball. Ball one, one ball, one strike, little off-speed pitch. And the coach wanted to know how many timeouts he gets. And knows now, as the umpire tells him, and heads out to talk to the pitcher.
They don't seem like they're getting along too good, do they?
The pitcher?
No, the coach and the umpire.
No, they're having... I don't think they'd be good roommates. I'm not thinking. They probably have a hard time getting along. I wouldn't say it's like the Mideast peace crisis, but, you know, but it's pretty close.
Yeah. Oh, they're talking again.
Who knows? We might get an accord here.
Maybe they patched it up.
Yeah. Might need mediation. Barker on the mound. With a 1-1 count on Pat Richard. Pat steps off, now steps back in. Barker looks in for the sign, has it. Now comes set. Lindgren with a lead at first, and that's a balk. He did not pause. He did not pause when he came set, and so a balk on the pitcher. And we'll do it all over again with Lindgren down at second base. You have to pause when you come set on the mound before you deliver. You can't just bounce and go. Pat looks in. Here's the pitch down low and outside. Ball two. Two balls and a strike. So the Irish with Hazeltine on the mound eating up innings for Fazari. Fazari will be able to come in and pitch the next game. And that ball comes in high, ball three, three balls and a strike.
How many innings do you get a day?
I think 10. I think that's the max is 10 innings.
10?
Yeah. I could be mistaken, but I seem to think that's what it is.
So we're in good shape for him.
I think we're in really, really good shape, yeah. And here's the pitch. High again, ball four. So Pat heads down to first base. Runners on first and second for Marcus Fazari, who blasted a ball to left field. His last at-bat went off the wall for an RBI double. Was hit by a pitch in the third, came around to score, and had a sacrifice fly in the first for the score. And it looks like that's it for Barker. And they'll bring in Wilhelm, the shortstop, to throw. And man, this Wilhelm kid's probably going to be a pretty good pitcher. I know the Wilhelms, and they're pretty good athletes.
He does
back
a good
there.
Job of staying in the box against our pitching.
This pitching change brought to you by Brennan Construction. Greg Brennan, for all your commercial and residential construction needs, it's 760-224-8918. That's 760-224-8918. And Wilhelm warming up. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll have the Marcus Fazari up for the Irish. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You say you're not into veggies? Let Fazari's put you to the test.
With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest.
A bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese.
And our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa and it's sure to please.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like you're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty joe!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's finest and Fazari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park here in Spokane, and the Irish in this first regional game doing a pretty good job, up 9-0 with runners on first and second, nobody out here in the fifth inning, and Marcus Fazari up to bat, a new pitcher in for St. George, and that is Wilhelm, umpire letting them know what the situation is up there. Mike Wilhelm, the shortstop, coming in to pitch. and the Irish wanting to jump on this guy, pick up some more runs, some insurance runs, and in the words of Rich Geese, never be satisfied. I remember him and Dunham always talking about that when we were younger. You got a guy down, you stomp on him. You don't let him up. As Fazari steps in, here's the pitch. Swung on, pop up, behind first base, caught for the out. So one out for the Irish. Infield fly rule was in effect as Matt Wujek, the left-hander, left-handed pitcher, or hitter,
mm-hmm.
right-handed pitcher, steps in. And Wujek looking at the first pitch up high for ball one. Wujek deciding to bring some honor to the number four after many years of sitting in a closet. No, I'm kidding. I just want to mess with Clint a little bit. Here's the first pitch for strike one. 1-1.
Uh-oh.
And time out as Kim calls time, wants to talk to Wujek about something.
Trying to pick that up, what it was.
I don't know, but it was important, whatever
it
was.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to have that conversation.
Wujek now sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul, back. Strike two, one ball, two strikes. Baffney on deck for the Irish. As Wujek, a couple of half swings. Wilhelm looking in. Has the sign, comes set, and delivers. Up high, ball two, two balls and two strikes. Good eye by Wujek not to chase after it. Wujek taps all three corners of the plate. Has three half swings, now sets up. Here's Wilhelm's pitch. Swung on behind third base, going to drop in.
Nice.
For a base hit. A little dying quail, a Texas League single, a ground ball with eyes. No, it's a little fly ball right behind third base. Third base didn't go for it. The shortstop tried to pick that up.
Right.
But just with a long, long run as it was on the line and was able to drop in for the base hit. So
one of those type of hits where you just don't know what to do as a base runner.
Yeah.
Just go halfway and hope he doesn't catch it.
Because you're stuck in no man's land.
Yeah.
If you go, you can get forced out, you know, on the fly ball. And if you don't, then you could get thrown out on the force out. Baffney steps in with bases loaded and one out. As that's a block. Wilhelm did not step off with the correct foot. Started his motion and then stopped his motion. The coach from St. George yelling at the umpires, figure it out. That has to be frustrating.
Oh, are they arguing?
The umpires are
arguing.
The base umpire and the umpire behind home plate. And the umpire behind home plate was overruled.
They're still
the base umpire saying, veto, veto, I say.
I've never seen that. Umpires arguing?
I haven't either.
That's interesting. I noticed they all have different hats on. They
cats and dogs living together. Chaos, I'm telling you. So the balk is not, and the bases are still full. No pitch yet. One out here. Oh, man.
A lot of interesting things.
The last 2 weeks, yeah, it's just been crazy. Here's the pitch by Wilhelm. Swung on right down the line. Ground ball by Baffney. Smoked for a single. Two will come in to score as Pat Richard scores along with Lindgren. Nice job by Baffney. He smoked that ball right down the line to pick up two RBIs.
Do you notice the difference when our kids hit the ball, how balanced they are and everything? And every time,
St. George gets a hit, it's almost like they're off balance, and it's kind of like
they have to catch their right foot has to catch up with their left
right.
foot because they're so out and on front. And that's a big thing. In high school baseball, that's why the curveball is so important. You get kids out on their front foot
right.
all the time, and they're off balance and rolling over, and third base and shortstop get a lot of ground balls. But if you can stay back and stay balanced right over the top of your core, you can just smash the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the pitch to Hazel tying up high for ball one. And it makes all the difference in the world if you're patient,
mm-hmm.
waiting, and you're balanced.
Yeah.
Sort of like the chi of hitting. As, I don't know, the cow of hitting. Hazel time. Rocking back and forth. Looks at the next pitch down low. Bounces in for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Runners on first and second. Irish now up 11-1 here in the fifth inning. One out as Hazeltine looks to try to get these guys in. Bathney on first and Wujek on second. Here's the pitch from Wilhelm. Strike right at the bottom of the zone. Nice job. Good pitch by Wilhelm.
Yeah.
Hazeltine pitching for the Irish now in relief of Fazari. Waggling back and forth, a little pickoff move towards second.
You can really tell the difference also in the mechanics of our kids. You know, you see our pitchers, their mechanics are a lot more crisp.
Here's the pitch by Wilhelm. Swung on, bouncing ball over the top of the third baseman, gets into left field. That'll score Wujek as Bathney comes into third base, and nobody cuts the ball off, and that'll allow Hazeltine to hit into second base. So a single by Hazeltine, an RBI, and Wujek comes in to score. Bathney heads to third base, so runners on second and third was still with one out, and Tommy Gregg heads to the plate. Our score now 12-1. Irish adding runs every inning now since that third. Swung on, foul back. Actually, no, I lie to you, because they didn't score any runs in the fourth. Came close. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, though.
You know, one thing I've always been impressed is how hard Coach Cox works in the third base square over here.
Wujek.
And it makes a big difference, just like on that last play. You know, he did a good job of getting Hazeltine into home, you know. It wasn't a very hard hit ball, but, you know, he had him run.
And he's not in the box. So that's the thing
right.
about Coach Cox. He's everywhere in that box, out and on that line. Swung on. Gregg hits the ball deep to center. That'll score Bathney on the sack fly. And Hazeltine does a nice job of faking going to third. And Tommy picks up an RBI, his second
good,
of the day.
Good piece of hitting there.
Yep.
You know? Just a really good job.
Solid, getting another run in. Don't need to have a base hit, just need to get the guy in. And that brings up Bryce Hyunga, who laced the ball to center field, his last at bat. And Wilhelm comes set and delivers. Down low, gets behind the catcher, and Hazeltine will go to third base. So another runner in scoring position for the Irish, up close at 90 feet. Makes all the difference in the world between second and third. You can get in on a pass ball. You can get in on a little grounder. So, no, you're right, though, about Coach Cox. And it seems like, I mean, he's, I don't know how he does it, but he has, like, guys at second, third, and home, and he's all talking to them at the same time sometimes.
Right.
Well, and he knows what everyone's supposed to be doing
right.
at that point, too. That's,
right.
That's tough.
For us to get the kid in there, I mean, that was all Coach Cox,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Hyunga with a 1-1 count. Here's Wilhelm's pitch. Swung on and laced into center again, this time for a base hit. Hyunga rounding first, looking to go to two, and holds up with an RBI single. Nice job by Hyunga. Last two times up, really hitting the ball hard. And that'll bring up the ninth hitter of this inning. That's James Graves. Graves flying out to left field, his last at bat, hitting the ball hard. Coach Coach Graves, talking to him over there at first base, letting him know something. Graves adjusts his batting gloves, now steps back into the box, takes a full swing, now steps into the box. Wilhelm has the sign and comes set and delivers. Fastball, strike on the inside corner. Coach Cox telling him, let's go. Wanting him to hit the ball here. This is nice for the Irish, getting a chance to swing the bats a little bit in this ball game. Swung on, hit to left field. Down the line, is it going to fall? It fell. Hyunga on his horse, heading to third base. And Graves gets out at second. Nice relay throw to second base. A single by Graves, and the relay throw from left field for the out ends the inning. So the Irish score 5 runs in the fifth. Our score 14-1 heading into the bottom of the fifth inning. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
When choosing the best pet food for your pets, consider their needs. Take protein, for instance. It's not enough to have just the right amount of protein in a pet food formulation. It is vitally important that the protein be available to the animal when the food is digested. Chicken and lamb meat-based rations provide unsurpassed availability with a taste most pets appreciate. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Welcome back to Spokane, and for all you listening out there in the world of baseball and state playoffs, if you got scores, text them to me, 520-2409. Let me know what's going on everywhere else, and I'll pass it along to the rest of our listeners on the radio. Again, my number, 520-2409. And here's Hazeltine's first pitch. Strike right down the can to Colin Barker. Struck out his last at bat in the second inning. This is only the second time he's been up. Swung on and missed again on a little breaking ball for strike two. Hazeltine working quickly.
I just can't reiterate enough how confident he looks on the mound.
Hazeltine does a nice job. You know, in football, he was one of the leaders on that defense. Slider, strike three, swung through and missed. Nice job by Hazeltine. And you know, at the beginning of the year, he was one of the starting pitchers out there, throwing innings, doing really good. Got roughed up a little bit at Baker, you know. Baker, they're a good ball club. They're a tough ball club. And he throws strikes. As long as the defense sits there behind him, he does a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
Hazeltine delivers inside, ball one. One ball and no strikes.
Another small strike zone here.
Yeah, Mark Cassell, the right fielder, squats down pretty low. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off the mask of Wujek for strike one. One ball, one strike. Umpire doing a good job of going out and giving Wujek some time to shake the cobwebs loose. That's a professional umpire there. That's good to see. Talk to Queen. Queen's
right.
A guy that I like watching the umpire games.
Yeah.
He gets behind the plate, and there's courtesy there. He's professional. And this guy's a lot like that. It's nice to see. Wujek down in front, blocks the plate. And catchers need to return the favor, you know. Umpire gets yak, go out, talk to your pitcher.
The
little things.
Yeah, he's been working hard back there the whole time.
And Hazeltine delivers, swung on, fouled off the nub. Almost pull cued it over there to the leadoff hitter, Aiden. Two balls and two strikes. Our score here at Shadle Park, 14-1 in favor of the Irish in the bottom of the fifth inning. Good to say that. We're not going to be in the bottom of the seventh tie-up. Hopefully, I'm knocking on wood.
I don't think I could take that.
No, that was tough that weekend. Now here's the pitch. Curveball just missed. Ball three, full count.
Wujek does a really good job, I've noticed, of framing the pitch.
He's really doing a nice job behind the plate today. Just giving the umpire a good look. Here's the pitch, fastball up high, ball four. And working, keeping the ball in front of him, diving out in front. And he's, I mean, he's a tall kid. That's you know, usually you got a guy back there, he's not very tall. He's a 5'10", 5'11 guy, you know, but Wujek's well over 6 feet tall.
And it seems like to me he is one of the leaders on the team, and for a sophomore to be that way,
that
I mean, it's just mm-hmm. a lot.
Hazeltine in the stretch, facing off against Anen. Anen looks at the first pitch, strike on the outside corner, fastball. Anen 0-for-2 on the day, struck out looking in the first inning and grounded out to the pitcher in the third. Looking down has a sign from the third base coach. Hazeltine sets. The 0-1 pitch is under goes, swung on, strike. And I don't know if that hit the bat. I think it just went off the plate. It was a breaking ball that broke down and hit the plate, and Anen was protecting the runner that was stealing at second. And swung and missed on that pitch. So two strikes, one out, runner on second base. Hazeltine sets and delivers. Fastball up high, ball one, one ball, two strikes. The Irish going to get a chance to kind of rest in between these games. Here's the pitch, up high again, ball two, two balls, two strikes. Hazeltine going through some motions up there on the pitching mound, getting his mechanics back. Holding his glove out in front of his face, now sets. And delivers, swung on, hit to the shortstop hole. Nice backhand by Fazari, looks to throw. Gets it over. Baskin comes off the bag to get the ball, but a nice stop by Fazari keeps the run from scoring. A single by Anen in that five hole. That's a great stop by Fazari. That was huge. And he almost got the guy.
Well, that's where, you know, all the practice pays off, you know. Going to that five hole, I mean, we practice that a lot, and it paid off there.
First and third situation, one out here for the Dragons. Left field, or the left-hander, the second baseman, Gene Melheims, who flew out to center his last at bat. Little third to first action, goes nowhere. And Wujek comes out to give the signs to the infield on this first third situation. A lot of things go through your mind here as an infielder. You know, are you going to throw down? Are you going to keep the ball? Are you going to cut that ball off? Are you? What are you doing on the bunt? What happens if he bunts? What happens if this or that? And so a lot of situational drills in this deal. If the ball is hit foul down the first baseline for strike one. So there's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter where you are in the infield. You got to watch and understand and be alert and know what the situation is.
And that's why we give the signals, you know. Right now it looks like we got mitt tap on. That's where the first and third baseman are going to cover on a bunt. And also where the whether the shortstop or the second baseman are going to cover second on the field.
Mm-hmm. Left-hander up. So you would think that it's the shortstop. Another third to first situation, they're going to call a balk on that. I was waiting for it. The first one I thought was a little close, but that one, that's well-deserved. As the balk will score a run. So the second run in for the Dragons in this ball game. Melheims. And the left-hander calls time. Hazeltine steps back off the rubber. 0-for-1 on the day is Melheims. Walk in the first inning, flew out to center in the third. Got one strike on him here as Hazeltine sets and delivers down low and outside, ball one, one ball, one strike. Right now, the Irish with a 14-2 lead in this ball game. And you want to get out of here as quick as you can. Wujek sits back there in the catcher's gear, and I mean, that's tough. I can remember when my brother was catching and throwing the same time, and, you know, we had Terry St. Mary with all kinds of stuff. As the ground ball goes down to first, Daphne Havitt touches first base, and that will be the second out of the inning. So three unassisted as Enan goes down to third base on the hit, and that'll bring up Wilhelm. Wilhelm singled his last at-bat down to left field and reached first on a fielder's choice in the first inning. So he's been on both times he's been up. Mike Wilhelm, the Wilhelm kids, the family, they're good ball players.
Yeah, you can tell, just looking at the kid, he looks athletic, the way he takes his ground balls in the pregame.
He's a baseball player.
He's a baseball player.
Yeah. Nice block by Wujek to save a run. Ball comes in low, bounces in. He's down on the ground, getting in front of it, taking the punishment. The tools of ignorance. And here's the pitch by Hazeltine. Strike on the outside corner as Wujek pops up and fake throws down to third base to get Amon back. Wilhelm holds the bat out, now brings it back. Here's the pitch by Hazeltine down low. Again, Wujek blocks the plate. Two balls and a strike. Hazeltine making Wujek work. Wujek going to make him pay for an ice cream after the game. Hazeltine with the 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on. Hit to the shortstop, Cesari. Cesari's up. It throws across. Bounces. Nice job by Baffney to come up with that throw to end the inning. And one run will only come across for the Dragons here in the fifth. Irish lead 14-2 heading into the sixth inning. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's not a secret anymore. Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union is open to everyone. The friendly credit union on the corner of Tyatton and South Second is locally owned and serves all their customers with distinction. You're not just an account number, you're a neighbor. If you live, work, or go to school in the Walla Walla Valley, you can join the Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union. Discover the hometown difference. It's no secret. Everyone can go local with the power and convenience of Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union.
The best in the industry just got better. We have every award-winning 08 Tundra with savings of $5,500 off suggested retail. Over 35 available. And the new King of the Hill Sequoia can be yours with savings of $6,500 off suggested retail. But it doesn't stop there. We have a great supply of Corollas, EPA rated at 35 miles per gallon highway, with interest support as low as 0%. We are your low price leader, and we have taken great care of our customers for over 24 years. So come see us today. Imagine Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla, or at your fingertips at findmytoyota.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park here at Al K. Jackson Field. And the Irish will send up some hitters. Got to figure out who's starting here. I don't even know who's supposed to be hitting. We'll wait to see who comes up to the plate. Maybe Lindgren. I think Lindgren is going to be up for the Irish, who led off the last inning. We went through nine hitters last inning. So it'll be 9-1-2. Now that I got myself figured out, straightened out. Takes a while. The catcher for St. George moves out to the mound. Hoff. Hoff with a good arm, I mean, behind the plate. We'll see how he can do up there on the mound. Had a really good arm throwing down to second base. Was a good catcher. Worked hard back there behind the dish.
Mechanically, just watching him warm up, he looks like he is the most fundamental one that we've seen thus far.
And just kind of taking a look. He throws the ball okay. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Irish, you know, can do in this next ball game coming up.
Yeah.
Because they've had a chance to swing the bats, get loose, you know, get some hitting done, different pitchers, different looks.
It's looking like, the outcome is going to be quite a bit different than it was last week. And, you know, going into that second game, you could really see that there wasn't a lot of confidence on the Irish going in.
Well, that was a tough game. That first game was a tough game to lose. I mean, in extra innings, you know, you get that hit, and that's tough, especially coming back from the deficit they came back from. That's just hard for a ball club to come back from.
Right.
I don't care who you are. And here's the pitch up high, ball one, and that's a nice pop on the glove to Lindgren. And Hoff, obviously, with some smoke on his fastball. off delivers. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by Lindgren. Fastball right by him. And Coach Cox coming over, talking to the kids on the bench about the pitcher and what he can see, what he can't see, and what kind of pitcher he is, what to look for, where to pick up the ball. I mean, you can't – everyone talks about, well, why are the Irish in the playoffs every year? Why do they do the things that they do? It's because, you know, we have good kids. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they play a lot of baseball. But the thing is that Coach Cox and Coach Holsinger pick up things that,
right,
you know, most people don't. And they talk about things that most people don't.
Right.
As Lindgren swings and misses for strike three for the first out. And, I mean, it makes a huge, huge difference.
You know, it's just – no, it's just like you got to – an advantage, you know. It just
spend one season on the bench and don't say a word, just listen, and all of a sudden your baseball IQ shoots up about 100 points. You know,
right.
You just gotta watch and listen.
Right.
That's what's the best thing for some of the young kids, getting out here and playing ball and just coming out. And you know, if you're young, you want to know about baseball and what baseball's supposed to be about, just come out, watch practice,
right,
listen to what's going on. Pat hits a ball deep into center field. Center fielder goes back, has it at the warning track. Pat hitting the ball really well. That's the first time he's gotten out here today.
Well, they're playing him back, obviously. I mean, that ball was shot out there. The center fielder had about 4 steps from the wall. You know, at Ray Lane, that probably would have been gone.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It's 365 in the power alleys here. That's, what, 365 and at Ray Lane, right down center field. Here's the pitch by Hoff. Swung on by Cesari. Hit into left field and high, not as deep. Left fielder's under it, has it, catches it, and that'll end the inning. So fly to 7, third out, and the Irish will head on out to the bottom of the 6th inning, up 14-12, and the Irish pitcher will face the number 4, 5, and 6 hitter in this inning. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. NAPA Auto Parts is a cut above the rest. Recently named the best of the best in auto parts, NAPA's ASE-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. NAPA mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small-engine auto parts. And NAPA's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally-owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, NAPA Auto Parts. Go Irish.
Maintaining your Massey Ferguson and Heston equipment is a critical necessity to your farming operation. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op understands that being the region's Massey Ferguson dealer is all about the service. They have implemented a preventive maintenance and inspection program for all Massey Ferguson and Heston equipment, which includes a 10% discount on all parts. Eliminate downtime and have peace of mind. Leave your equipment to the pros at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla, 525-6690.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park, as the Irish will send out Keith Shelton to pitch for the Irish here in the 6th inning. So Hazeltine throws 3 innings, allows 2 runs, and does a nice job out there for the Irish.
A big pickup.
That was a nice job by Hazeltine, and now Shelton comes in. That way Hazeltine can still throw in that next game if the Irish need him.
Yeah.
And, hey, that's a bonus. You got every bullet in your gun going into the next game.
Shelton, he seems like he's not really a more of a 5'8" type hurler.
Shelton plays second base. Usually second basemen throw weird anyway. They throw across their body.
Yeah.
It always killed me watching second baseman throw.
Yeah.
Biagi and all those guys. So Shelton in the windup has the sign and the pitch.
Ooh.
Inside, ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Shelton with a little bit of a funky delivery for the Irish. Kind of gives a different look than what the Irish pitchers usually give. And here's the pitch. Ball two, 2 balls, no strikes. And Wujek calls timeout, wants to go out and talk to Shelton. Lets him know what's going on. As we're trying to overhear conversations up here in the booth.
I think They're going to make him give him a strike. That's what I gathered from that conversation.
Well, being down by 12 runs, I mean, you've got to have runners on. Here's the pitch by Shelton. Swung on. Nope. He went after it. Fouled the ball up and out. Hands on the street. Bounces around. Of Corsica was able to escape without any damage. Two balls and a strike. They should have a sign out there. Beware flying balls. I can just see one of those balls hitting the windshield and having a eight-car pileup right outside the school. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed.
It is kind of a busy road, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of cars come through there. There's a nice RV. We got out of here in time. Shelton. With a 2-2 count, here's the delivery. Breaking ball down, low ball three, full count on Trenton Huff. Huff, his last at-bat, grounded out to the shortstop. That was the nice play that Fazari made. As Shelton delivers the 3-2 pitch, swung on, hit to right field.
Down the corner.
Graves coming in, has it for the first out, fly to nine. And that'll bring up Jordan Dixon. Dixon flew out to right field, his first at bat in the first inning, and popped up to the catcher in the fourth inning. He's 0 for 2. Shelton. Nice job by Keith Shelton, just coming in, bouncing back from a 2-0 count.
Right.
Nice to see that happen. As the pitch comes in, swung on, hit up high again, right fielder Graves, heading over, has it for the second out. Two outs here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Howard Lee. Lee struck out in the second and got a single RBI in the fourth to right field. Warming up in the field, kind of adjacent on the other side of the road to this field. As a drag bunt attempted, foul away for strike one, is Northwest Christian and Kittitas getting ready to come in for their part of this loser out, winner take all regional. As the next pitch comes in, high ball one, one ball, one strike. Again, our score 14-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Irish leading. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. And Shelton on the mound delivers. The ground ball to the shortstop. Fazari has it. Throws across. Has him.
Really good
six
job, right?
6-3.
Really good jump by Shelton. You know, I'm really impressed.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And the Irish will come up in the top of the seventh inning. They'll have Wujek, Baffney, and Hazeltine, the numbers 3, 4, and 5 hitters, against the pitcher. What's his name? Hoff. We'll be back. This is Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
Have you considered refinancing lately? I suppose you could go online and fill out one of those questionnaires. Yeah, then sit back and wait. Oh, about 25 seconds or so. Your phone will ring off the hook and ring and ring. You'll regret filling out that online form. There's a better way, a much better way. Give Heartland Mortgage a call at 529-3280. No pressures, no hassles, just great top-notch service with that personal touch. Family-owned and operated, Heartland Mortgage, 30 South Palouse Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park as Matt Wujek steps into the box. Wujek, the catcher, looks in. Hoff delivers low and outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. So Wujek, hit by a pitch in the first inning, grounded out to second in the third, walked again in the third inning. As the ball is hit, popped up down the third baseline,
Oh, just over the third baseman's reach.
And strike one, long strike for Wujek. And then singled in the fifth inning. So one for two for Wujek today. And Wujek wiping off his hands. The heat starts to ratchet up a little bit here at Shadow Park. Have to put a thermometer on top of the dugout roof.
Reflecting off that black roof there, it might look like it was about 110.
We're right above this black roof. I'm sure we're getting a lot of radiant heat. There's a term for you. Here's Hoff's next delivery. It's up high, ball two, two balls and a strike. I'm just glad it's not AstroTurf. I remember watching baseball where old St. Louis, you know, or Arizona.
Right.
Can you imagine playing on Arizona with 100 degrees and on the AstroTurf at 120?
No.
That's just crazy. Cook an egg out there on the AstroTurf. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed by Wujek right through it. Two balls and two strikes. Wujek tapping the plate three times in three different places, and then three half swings. Sets up, and Hoff's pitch swung on, hit deep to right field.
Wow.
Right fielder goes back, and off his glove on the warning track. Wujek around second, heading to third to throw it, cleared over the top. Wujek will stay where he's at, dead ball, and Wujek will get home. So a triple and an error will give the Irish a run. He'll give that error to the second baseman, the relay man.
I can't believe the way the ball carries in this park.
It carries well in this park. And, you know, the wind's really not blowing here at all. You don't see the trees moving, nothing. But you get that ball, and it just goes.
That's just
a lot
going
different.
And going. Jeez.
I watched a lot of games out there at Murray Field at Wahai, and that's a park that the ball didn't carry at all.
Dead.
I mean, at all. And it's kind of like a rabbit park. You got to have guys that can run and doubles and different things like that and get runners in scoring position and run them around. But, yeah, I mean, that's the exact opposite here at Shadle Park. You get
I don't want to take anything away from the hit. I mean, he got his hands through and he put a charge into it, but it just seemed to keep going.
It carries better than a Burleski tall,
oh, man.
So, yeah. I don't know. What's the elevation over here at Spokane?
It ain't
the Rocky Mountains. I know that. We're not in Colorado.
No.
So. Here's the pitch down low to Baffney for ball one. Coach Cox talked about it a little bit on his interview last week where he said, you know, they just knew where to play us last year. We hit the ball well, but everyone was deep. And,
right.
You know, you can see that this year, too. Pitch up high, ball two, two balls, no strikes.
I don't understand why that was a dead ball. I mean, it bounced off the fence down there. Maybe because it's a gate. I don't know.
What was that? Oh, the turf is a dead ball. Baffney hits that ball down the left field line. That'll be at least a double as he'll round first, head into second. In standing up as he ripped that ball down the line. Baffney tweaked himself just a little bit, I think. As he comes up, kind of favoring his right leg. He says, I'm fine. Baffney, tough kid. I mean, playing quarterback for the Irish this season, you could really tell that, you know, if he wanted to have a yard, you weren't going to stop
this
boy.
And Baffney doesn't look like a quarterback. He looks like a tackle. I mean, he's a big kid.
I talked to Hefner's coach last year right before the game, and I said, so what do you think, coach? Just kind of getting an idea. And he goes, is that your quarterback over there? And he pointed over to Pat Richard. And I said, well, he's our backup. He goes, well, who's your quarterback? He goes, where's Baffney at? And I pointed him out, and he goes, you're kidding me, right? He goes, I guess it looks like a tight end, a linebacker. I said, well, he kind of is.
And, you know, you look at him, and he takes off running, and you think, gosh, that kid cannot be fast.
No,
he's got some jets behind him.
Here's the pitch by Hoff to Hazeltine, over for strike one. That was one of the funniest things I got a chance to do, and I don't talk a lot about it on the radio, but you go down before the game and you talk to the coaches or whatnot and get their ideas, and you always hear the same thing over and over and over again. We gotta keep the ball away from the offense. We gotta run the football. Swung on, foul back. You talk to coaches in baseball. We gotta make sure we locate our pitches and
right.
keep the runners off base.
Right.
It's coach speak. You know, you just might as well not even go down and talk to them. You know what
yeah.
they're gonna say.
Yeah.
It's like if you ask a coach, you got a good team this year? Oh, no, you know, we could be a lot better. I don't care if you're undefeated and blowing
right.
everyone out by 50 runs. That's the way it always is. Funny. Hazeltine with an 0-2 count. Hoff sets and delivers down low and outside. Ball one, one ball, two strikes. So Baffney comes in. They send out, I think that's
Ray.
Roach. Is that Ray?
Yeah.
22, Ray. And so Ray's out to run for him. To kind of give him a breather, kind of check out his knee a little bit, as Hazeltine rocks in the box. Hoff delivers, swung on and missed. Nice pitch by Hoff. Little breaking ball on the outside corner, drops off the table for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Tommy Gregg, the freshman. Hoff's a real slow, very deliberate.
Very deliberate.
Very, very deliberate. Kind of just slows the whole game down.
Oh, yeah.
The pitcher really controls a lot of that.
Oh,
the human
yeah.
rain delay, you know. First pitch comes in, low ball one. And we saw that last week, too,
yeah.
when we were watching the ball game where, you know, Fazari likes to work fast. A couple of the kids like to work fast. But, man, you get someone in there working slow, and it just drags the game. You have a chance to tell stories up here. That's nice. Hyunga on deck. Runner on second base and one out for the Irish. 15-2 our score, Irish lead. Pitch comes in, Gregg hits the ball into right field. The right fielder settles under it, has it, and the Irish will stay put as Gregg hit the ball well, but it got it up just a bit for the second out. Gregg is 1-for-4 on the night with a sacrifice fly and two RBIs.
Notre Dame on the internet.
And just found out that Roach is listening to the game on the internet over at Notre Dame with Conley's, and there's a whole bunch of people listening. Roundtree as the first pitch comes in for a ball. So hello to everybody. Good to know that I'm broadcasting around the world.
Wow.
South Bend, Indiana. Go over and kiss your hand and put it on Touchdown Jesus. I want to just be able to say I had someone do that. There's the pitch swung on and fouled straight back by Hyunga. I remember one year we were down at Tacoma Baptist, and we were playing Tacoma Baptist at over on the west side, and we had a player, the former quarterback for Tacoma Baptist, and Roach over at Notre Dame in the same room listening to the game. There had to be some bragging rights on that game. That was pretty fun. Hyunga waggling the bat, and here's the pitch by Hoff up high, ball two, two balls and a strike. So two outs, 15-2, our score, one run in this inning on Wujek's triple, and then the throwing error to bring him home. And Baffney laced a double to left, hurt his knee a little bit, and was taken off for a pinch runner. As Ray's on second, Hyunga pops the ball up and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Hyunga, his single was last at bat with an RBI, flew out to center in the fourth inning, walked in the third and came around to score, and flew out to the second baseman just into right field in the first inning. I'm sorry, the second inning. Hyunga hit the ball hard the last two times he's been up. And here's the pitch. Swung on, hit up the middle. Stopped by the shortstop. Nice job. Throw goes behind the first baseman as it bounces in. That'll score Ray. And Hyunga, with a single, will give the error on the score. And the Irish put another one on the board.
Yes.
16-2.
kind of a routine ground ball, but the shortstop was out of position because he was dancing over there with Ray.
Yeah, trying to get that, get the hold there at second base, playing a little Dodger game. Graves up. Graves, a single his last at bat. Hit the ball hard. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Going to drop behind the shortstop, I believe. Yes, right behind him for a single. As he takes a birdie over the top of the shortstop. It was like a tennis shot.
Yeah.
He lobbed it over the top of him. Nice job there by Graves to pick up a single. Back-to-back singles for him. And Spencer Smith now in for Ryan Lindgren.
Here's that kid.
So Smith, number two. Sophomore, swung on and fouled straight back.
Looks pretty athletic, doesn't he? Short, stocky. Looks like he might be a good one for us in a couple years.
It's one of the things about the Irish. You look at the roster, you know, we got four seniors, five juniors, six sophomores. You know, it just kind of keeps going. It's nice. Just need to get the younger kids out to play some ball. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't get a chance, you need to. As the next pitch comes down up high, ball one, one ball, one strike. So, Spencer Smith, he looks like a ball player. He gets in there, and just the way he conducts himself in the batter's box, he's played some ball. Runners on first and second, two outs. And Hoff has the sign and delivers up high, ball, gets away from the catcher, but he hustles in and gets it. For two balls and one strike.
Coach Cox is being a little more conservative on the base pass.
Oh, yeah.
With a 16-2 lead.
Station to station.
Yeah.
Little ball here. And he's not really over at third base, coach. He's over at the fence line talking to the guys on that third base line. The favorite dugout for Coach Cox. It's easy, man. It's nice because you can sit and talk to your players while you're still at third base, coach.
Right. And it helps, you know.
Makes it easier. Ball goes in low. Runners advance up 90 feet as the ball gets way behind the catcher. And that puts the count at three balls and a strike. On deck is Pat Richard. Pat has been on four out of the last five at-bats. The only time he got out was a long fly ball to the warning track in center field. Spencer Smith sets up. Here's the pitch by Hoff. Swung on and fouled back for a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Hoff not afraid to get that bat and swing it.
You know, Smith, for being a younger guy, he looks pretty confident in the batter's box there, you know. He looks like he wants to get a hit, and that's pretty good key there for our younger guys.
Hoff has a sign, wind up in the pitch, swung on, hit towards right field. That might drop. I don't think he got enough of a jump on that. There's a single for Smith. That'll get two RBIs in. Nice job by Spencer Smith,
like the
sophomore, with a two RBI single. You'd love to see that happen.
Oh, he went up there. He wanted to hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it.
He wasn't afraid. That's what you got to have confidence up there. That's your plate. Roach now in for Pat Richard as he's getting a chance to get in there and hit the ball. Shane Roach, a sophomore.
He looks confident too.
As Smith takes his lead at first, now takes a step back towards first. Here's the pitch, down low, one outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Roach wearing number one. Had a lot of roaches come through, you know. you know, wide receivers and can run.
Yeah.
Definitely not linemen, I'll tell you that. Fast on their feet. A lot smarter than me, that's for sure.
I just get
out there and run around instead of mixing it up down in the line.
I like seeing our young kids not intimidated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Up there to
get
down
chance.
To business.
That's the thing, you know, you get a chance, you got to come through. Young guy, I mean, you don't get a chance to play very often. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch by Huff. Down low and outside again. Roach doing a nice job of not falling for those pitches. 3-0 the count. on deck is supposed to be Fazari, but I don't think Fazari is coming in. It looks like Schmidt's going to come in to hit. As Roach waggles the bat, here's the pitch by Huff up high and outside for ball four. The ball gets by down the line, and everybody's in safe. Roach with a walk, heads down to first. Spencer Smith down at second, and the coach for St. George heading to the mound. Time is called. Hoff, he's done, tosses the ball to the coach, heads into the dugout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's essential to have a good doctor and a mechanic you can trust these days. But it's just as important to have a good lawyer. There are a lot of older law firms here in Walla Walla, and good as they are, sometimes a fresh approach is necessary. Which is why Gary Metro recently opened Metro Law Firm here in Walla Walla. Whether it's family law, criminal law, business litigation, bankruptcy, or trusts and estates, Gary Metro can help you. And your initial consultation is free. Call Gary Metro today at 525-0780. That's 525-0780.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment.
The good news is you studied hard in school and got a terrific job. The bad news is you need to invest and keep the tax man at bay. The good news is your wife's brother is an expert on investing. The bad news is he's a so-called plumber who's an expert at everything under the sun and you can't stand being in the same room with him. The good news is you have D.A. Davidson & Company's 70 years of investing experience and regional knowledge to help you reach your financial goals. The bad news is your brother-in-law just flooded your basement. D.A. Davidson, financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flaner at D.A. Davidson.
It's time to get down and dirty. In the yard, that is. At L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing, just in case you lost any during the windstorm. While you're there, pick up a bag of Natural Choice Lamb and Rice Formula for the dogs, just $29.99 for 44-pound bags. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for spring products today. L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park as we have a new pitcher for St. George. And we'll get a number here for you here in a second. Looks like it's number three. Take a look and see here if we have a number three. That's Gene Melheims, the sophomore, coming in to throw. And the freshman, Kincaid Schmitz, coming in to hit for the Irish for Marcus Fazari. Marcus, he has a sacrifice fly in the first, a hit by pitch in the third where he came around to score, RBI double in the third. In the fifth, he flew out to the first baseman, and in the sixth, flew out to left field. And so Schmidt, getting a chance to get in there, takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. So runners on first and second, and two outs for the Irish. Delivery down low and outside, ball one. One ball and a strike. Kincaid wearing number 28. The pitch swung on, popped up over towards the third base coach's box and falls down. First strike two. One ball, two strikes. And Kincaid steps back into the box. Freshman. Gotta love this for a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get a chance to get in and hit the ball. As Moheim sets, delivers, high ball two. Nice eye by Kincaid. Roach on at first. Spencer on at second. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball behind him. Gets away from the catcher. Spencer thought about going to third, but then thought better of it and didn't.
A couple of years from now, he'll probably be leaning into that pitch a little bit.
Oh, just a little.
Just a little bit.
That's tough as a freshman, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you see those guys. God, those guys are throwing hard. You get that hit. That hurts. Little dodger move by the pitcher as my book goes flying out of my hands. And Schmitz watches the next pitch on the outside corner. Called strike three. And that'll end the inning, the third out. And the Irish will head out to the bottom of the seventh, facing the numbers 7, 8, 9 hitters from St. George. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC. And an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Welcome back as Schmidt. See who stayed out there. Looking around. Looks like everybody is re-entered for the Irish. Shelton, still the pitcher, as he's going to try to finish out this inning. Trail, the man, the myth, the legend with no first name. As the chopper flies over, that ball's hit hard towards center field. Tommy Gregg over has it after making a false step and picks it up for the first out. One pitch, one away. That's what you like to see. And Shelton has the ball and starts up again. Has a big smile on his face. You love to see that.
He's
doing
a good job getting us... keeping our regular rested.
This is what you got to do. You know, this is a huge thing, too. The next pitch comes in, swung on, and fouled back. This is supposed to be Colin Barker, but it looks like we have a pinch hitter for St. George, number 10, Eric Schultz. Schulte, a freshman. And Shelton delivers, swung on, right back to the pitcher. Shelton shortens up, tosses over to first for the second out of the inning. Two down, and that'll bring up the number 9 hitter. And this is also a substitute, Connor Deef. Or Deefe, if you're French. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. That's the thing. You can't make Postlewaite French. There's no way you can do it.
What is Postlewaite anyways?
Hey, we're Lowland Scots. We got kicked out of England for being horse thieves. And came to America. And
horse thieves?
Yeah, we became the treasure of Tennessee.
Wow.
About less than a generation after that. It's not too bad. Horse thief to treasure of a state.
Wow.
Gotta love that.
What's the coat of arms look like?
Here's the pitch, ball one.
Really?
The boar.
Really?
Important. Yep, semper paratus, always prepared. It's important. That's me.
Huh. Neat.
So here's the pitch. Low. That's a nice pitch by Shelton.
I do like your tattoo a little better than mine, though.
Mine's better.
That one.
Oh, that's you, though, all the way. There's the pitch, swung on, hit the left field, going to get behind the left fielder, Hyunga, rolls towards the wall, rounding first and heading into second is Deefe. Backing up on the throw, the first baseman, Hazeltine. So a double for Deefe, or Deef, depending on what you want to call him. And that'll bring the leadoff hitter up. That's Anan. Sam Anan, A-N-N-A-N. That's the one thing about going to different games. You get the different names, and, you know, you don't know if you say it right. And
You want to make sure you say the names right, but sometimes you just, doesn't matter how many times they tell you, you just can never get it right. I've had that on several occasions.
Yeah.
People call it up, and that's not how you say the name.
I'm trying.
Here's the pitch. Up high, ball one, one ball, no strikes. And as you can tell, folks, it's towards the end of the game. The Irish are up 18 to 2. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is Baffney over to first. Nice dig by Hazeltine.
Good work.
And that will end the game. So no runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left. The Irish will win this ball game 18-2 and will advance to face the winner of Northwest Christian and Kittitas. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Now 57 years young, Dale Graves is Walla Walla's longevity leader for three simple reasons: honesty, integrity, and hassle-free in everything they do. Offering new Pontiacs, Buicks, and GMCs, as well as the area's finest used vehicles and a full-service medium-duty truck business. Service, parts, and body shops second to none. Plus, at DaleGravesInc.com, you can view their entire inventory online. Dale Graves Inc., Pontiac, Buick, GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla, a proud member of the DeSales family.
Good players aren't simply born, they are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. They, too, are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
I'm Tom Moran from Community Bank, inviting you to develop a relationship with a bank that believes in you.
Does your banker know your name? Community Bank values their partnership with each customer. When you need a commercial line of credit, real estate loan, agricultural line of credit, or just not sure what fits your special needs, come by your local Community Bank branch and let the professionals see how they can help.
Community Bank. Local money working for local people.
Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Shadle Park at Al Kate Jackson Field in Spokane. And the Irish with the happy total, 18-2 winning over St. George to move into the last game of the regionals to face the winner of Northwest Christian and Kittitas. And they'll square off right now here on the field. It'll be about 20 minutes until they square off. For the DeSales Fighting Irish, you know, they spread the hits around. Spencer Smith with a hit coming in off the bench. Graves had two hits. Hyunga with two hits. Tommy Gregg with a big RBI double. They had Nick Hazeltine had two hits. Baffney with two hits. Wujek with two hits. Fazari with a hit, and Pat Richard with two hits, and Pat Richard scored four times. And was on base 5 of the 6 times that he was on. That's big time for setting that up.
He put a charge in the ball all day.
He hit the ball, and he started it off hard, you know.
Yeah.
The Irish starting it off earlier on, they got pulled out of pregame because they were, it was a little, you know, half-hearted. And Mr. Cox had him running some lines over there on third base. Until lineup, and we, you and I both commented during the break that they looked a little winded when they came in to get lined up for the national anthem, and it sure made a difference. They came out and it was business.
Coach Cox knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah,
you know, I mean, he got him where he needed him to be, and that was how he did it today.
And you know, that's the thing. He knows when to push, knows what buttons to hit. And last year, the Irish were able to win this first game, and then they weren't able to pull off that second game. I know that Coach Cox has reminded them of that, you know, told the kids to get in the shade, get some water, get some Gatorade, you know, make sure you're rested and not sitting in the sun during this whole game.
Right.
Get something to eat, and then that way you can sit and watch these guys, and the Irish should have a pretty good scouting report on these guys when we get ready to face off this next game.
No, the thing that always impresses me is after a game, and we win the game, it's the kids are always business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have their meeting with Coach Cox, and he tells them exactly what they need to do for the next deal. I mean, it's you know, you watch some of these other teams win, and it's like they won the World Series.
Yeah,
you know, our kids are
down
serious.
On the field.
You know,
yeah, that you know that you're right about that, and I didn't think about that. The difference, DeSales is kind of used to being there. If
right.
we lose, that's when we're
right.
like, what in the world's going on? And you gotta like it's kind of a professional atmosphere.
Right.
You know, the kids know what to do. I mean, you look, even today, you know, you got, Cesar Lopez, doing a real nice job in college.
Right.
You got, Tompkins doing a nice job in college. You know, you have kids that have played for DeSales moving on, doing things in the college ranks because they're ready.
Right.
For that step. You
definitely.
Know? Well, really kind of the story, too, is Fazari comes in, throws 2 innings, no runs.
Yeah.
Hazeltine then gets a chance to come in because we have a 9-0 lead and throws 3 solid innings,
mm-hmm.
doesn't walk a lot of guys, gets the outs, puts the ball down the can, you know, making the pitches, throwing well. And then Shelton comes in, throws 2 more innings, and now the Irish have every single pitcher they want ready to throw.
Well, we're just seeing Irish baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week we definitely didn't see Irish baseball, and it's good to see that again. You know, the kids doing the things that they're taught in practice, you know, the fundamentally sound things. I mean, we didn't see any mental errors today that I can think of.
No, not at all.
You know, and last week we saw a lot of mental errors.
The Twilight game.
Yeah.
The Twilight Zone game. And it was weird. And you're right. I mean, it seems like this is Irish baseball.
Right.
I expect to see this when you go out to watch
uh-huh.
the sales. And it'll be nice to see that in the next game, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. So, folks, what we're going to do is Mr. Clint Hale and myself, we're going to get something to eat, and we're going to watch this game. And then at about 3:30, we're going to head back up onto the air. And we will bring you the rest of this DeSales regional playoff action, let you know what happened in the previous game, set up this next game for you, and come back to you at that time. So at 3:30, tune in to 100.7 FM to catch the second part of this regional contest as the DeSales Irish will face the winner of Northwest Christian and Kittitas. Whoever pulls off the victory here will face the Irish in the regional championship game for a right to go on to the Final Four in Yakima for a chance at the state title in Yakima. And I'd like to thank all of our sponsors and like to make sure to tell you guys, make sure to go in and tell them. Say, hey, we heard you on the Irish radio, and we appreciate you giving that dollar amount for advertisement so that the DeSales Irish can be brought to you on radio for baseball, football, and basketball. Well, that's about it here from Spokane. We'll be back at 3:30 for Clint Hale and myself. Make sure to tune in at 3:30 for the second half of DeSales in regional action. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's nothing like that new car smell or that new car sticker price.
Listen, the best deals on wheels aren't brand new, and they're not at the dealerships, where you're paying for the building as well as the car. You deserve better, and you'll find it at Tommy's Ninth Street Auto, where you buy a car, not a building. Come down to Tommy's and see just how much car your money can buy. Tommy's 9th Street Auto, corner of 9th and Birch, Walla Walla. Cola Bottling Company, Walla Walla.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zarian Insurance, Postal Annex Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.